show on Surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3 top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park on Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York, it is time for some Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network. Hey, everyone. Thanks for stopping by alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. We've got game number 2 of a 6-game set Subway Series South Atlantic League edition between the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Hudson Valley Renegades. And what a game number 2 it figures to be here as Brooklyn trying to hop out to a 5-0 start. Brooklyn 4-0 for the first time since dating back to at least 2005. That's as far as the minor league baseball stat portal goes back. And Brooklyn has indeed put together its best record through the first 4 games since that record keeping has began. So for the Cyclones, already picking up some history in 2025 and a chance to do more if they can hop out to a 5-0 start here on this Wednesday matinee. Figures to be an outstanding pitching matchup, but before we hop in and tell you about the two probable starters here between the Cyclones and the Renegades, we'll get you up to speed on the season, or rather series opener from yesterday, a series opener that saw Brooklyn walk away with a 7-3 victory over Hudson Valley. Cyclone Arms limited the Renegades to just 3 base hits on the day. And Justin, it was the Eli Serrano show. Serrano, who has been a bright spot here for Brooklyn in the early going of the season. Another impressive day at the office, including a very loud home run to a place in center field that not many have gone here at Maimonides Park.
Yeah, no, Eli Serrano continuing what has been a marvelous start to his first full professional season. A guy that sort of got lost in the shuffle with some of the players on this opening day roster for Brooklyn. Barrow, Bench, Suero, some familiar faces around these parts. But Eli Serrano has certainly made himself noticeable over the course of the first 4 games of the year. 3 straight multi-hit games, an RBI in all 4 games to start this season. You mentioned the home run he hit last night, Johnny. Also doubled down the right field line in the ball game, but fitting that he was high school teammates with Ryan Clifford in North Carolina. So those are the only 2 guys we've seen ever hit a ball out to that part of that ballpark. And not to mention the fact that Chris Suero almost homered to dead center field in the first inning yesterday. So this Brooklyn offense been really impressive, and saw Nugget on social media. There have been 6 home runs hit by Mets minor leaguers so far this year. 4 of them have come here on Coney Island by the Cyclones.
Serrano, 3 trips to the bases, also drew a walk in addition to the home run and the double. Enters play on this Wednesday, tied for the league lead in both home runs and walks through 4 games. It wasn't all about the bats, though, yesterday, because the Brooklyn Arms continued to be outstanding. R.J. Gordon, a really strong showing in his pro debut, 4 1/3 of 2-run ball. And then how about this Cyclones bullpen? As great as the bats have looked, the bullpen may be the biggest bright spot through 4 games so far. And yet again, they did not surrender a base hit. And Brooklyn entering play today, they come into this Wednesday with a 1.89 Penn ERA. That's the tops in the South Atlantic League. They also boast a really impressive 30-5 strikeout to walk ratio. And yesterday it was Leonel Ovalles, Eduardo Herrera, Ryan Lambert, and Saul Garcia who continued that theme.
Yeah, no, the bullpen exquisite. The bullpen hasn't allowed a hit since Saturday. That's how good they have been. And on Saturday they didn't allow a run in the game against the Blue Rocks. So it has been an impressive start to the season for the bullpen. Last night, Ovalles, Herrera, Lambert, and Garcia able to get the job done. You look at the numbers for this bullpen so far this year, a 1.89 ERA, that best in the South Atlantic League, second in all of high A, a 30-5 strikeout to walk ratio. That's 6 strikeouts for every free pass they give up so far this season. So this has been a pitching staff, not just the starting rotation, but the bullpen as well, that has filled up the strike zone. And in this early portion of the season where the weather is at its coldest, especially up here in the Northeast. Throwing strikes a premium to get the game continuing along, and that is exactly what this Cyclones pitching staff has done. And we'll be up to Jonathan Santucci making his pro debut today to try and continue that trend as the Cyclones look to continue their winning ways.
Yeah, I think both of these coaching staffs hopeful that today is a day where the bullpen is not really needed a ton, not at all hands on deck day per se, because of the two starting pitchers that we do have going this afternoon. A couple of real exciting pro debuts on tap for you. Jonathan Santucci, the southpaw, will make his high A and pro debut for the Cyclones, a Duke Blue Devil. Santucci, a lefty, first team All-ACCer with Duke last summer, and he was drafted by the Mets in the second round of the 2024 campaign. Then on the flip side for Hudson Valley, a right-hander by the name of Ben Hess has the highest-ranked pitching prospect on this Renegades roster that has a number of them. And for Hess, it's really the strikeouts that you need to be aware of. 106 of them in 68 innings and change last year with Alabama. Same can be said for Santucci as well, who picked up 90 across 58 innings. So both of these pitchers with very high expectations coming into the season, they get their punch-outs, they keep opposing hitters on their toes, and today, a chance to put all the chatter, all the off-season talk, all the speculation aside, and let their play go to work. It's also the MILB TV free game of the day, so if you were joining us through that, we welcome you on in. A little bit of an expanded audience here on this Wednesday afternoon. It is a chilly Wednesday afternoon, thankfully not nearly as chilly as it was here less than 24 hours ago on Tuesday night, with the wind whipping in off the ocean. Today that wind is a factor as well, but it is a little warmer, relatively speaking, and the wind perhaps not as forceful, at least for the moment. We'll certainly monitor that over the course of the afternoon, but as things stand right now, 40 degrees the temperature reading with a feels like of 37. So a little more palatable perhaps, but chilly all the same. Santucci and Hess ready to make their pro debuts. We'll step aside here on the Cyclones Radio Network. When we do come back, we'll give you the full starting lineups and touch on those starting pitchers a little bit more. All that and more right around the corner here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Maimonides Park is the place to be every Friday night. Come take part in our outstanding Fri-yay ticket deal. Every Friday home game, you can get two drinks included with the purchase of your game ticket for just $25. A special Fri-yay ticket is required. Offer is also valid for groups and will include a Cyclones cap. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Good Wednesday morning to you, at least for another 6 minutes. Getting you set for a noon first pitch between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Johnny Gaudamo, it's with you here on the pregame show. Get you on your way with Justin shortly for first pitch between the Mets and Yankees, South Atlantic League affiliates. Brooklyn trying to make it a 5-0 start to the year after defeating the Renegades right here at Maimonides Park last night, 7-3. Hudson Valley coming into play today. They are 2-2 overall. Remember, the Renegades did take two of the first three in opening weekend at their place over the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, but back to an even 500 after the loss yesterday. Anyway, here is the nine for Hudson Valley on this Wednesday matinee. A little bit of a different looking lineup. Jay Savino will lead off today and play center field. No Brendan Jones for the Renegades today. He was the leadoff man yesterday. George Lombard Jr. back in his usual two spot. He is the shortstop. Jackson Castillo, the left fielder, bats third. Omar Martinez will DH. He's the cleanup batter today for Hudson Valley. Martinez, who did catch yesterday, but a day off in the field with the day game after the night game. Jose Colmenares bumped up four spots in the batting order. He was Hudson Valley's nine man yesterday. Today he bats fifth. He's the second baseman. Josh Moylan, the first baseman in the seventh spot. Antonio Gomez will handle catching duties after Omar Martinez did so yesterday. So those two essentially flip-flopping catcher and DH responsibilities. Gomez batting seventh. Brenny Escanio making his series debut. He'll be the third baseman batting eighth. Same can be said for Anthony Hall, who's out in right field batting ninth. And on the mound for Hudson Valley today, Ben Hess. Hess, the highest-ranked pitching prospect on this Renegades roster. Numbers for Hess in his final season in Alabama last year. Really good. 68 in the third innings, 106 strikeouts. Did walk 35 batters, 5-5 record. ERA a little bit high, up over 5.5. But the Yankees feel like the raw stuff is there, particularly with the fastball. And then you mix in the soft stuff that they can get Hess going in the right direction and shrink that ERA a little bit as they get him up to speed in the pro ball ranks. Now for the Cyclones, 4-0. Again, looking to make it a 5-0 start here in 2025. And a lot to like, particularly from this Brooklyn lineup that today goes as follows. Boston Barrow will lead off and play shortstop. Jacob Reimer is the DH. He is in the two-hole. No Carson Benge today for Brooklyn. Eli Serrano the third, the center fielder. He'll bat third. Chris Suero does the catching in the cleanup spot. Nick Roselli will man third base and bat fifth. DeAndre Smith, couple of walks and a base hit for DeAndre yesterday. He's the second baseman in the seventh spot. A Starling Mercado back in the lineup. He'll play first and bat seventh. Troy Schreffler Jr. after him out and left. Jeffrey De Los Santos rounding out the Brooklyn nine in right field. On the mound for the Cyclones, making his pro debut, Jonathan Santucci, 2024 second-round selection by the Mets last year. Santucci versus Hess, Cyclones versus Renegades. Time for the national anthem. We'll be right back with First Pitch after these messages.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Maimonides Park is the place to be every Friday night. Come take part in our outstanding Fri-yay ticket deal. Every Friday home game, you can get two drinks included with the purchase of your game ticket for just $25. A special Fri-yay ticket is required. Offer is also valid for groups and will include a Cyclones cap. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Hey fans! Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back out to Coney Island and MILB.com's free game of the day. It's the Hudson Valley Renegades, the high A affiliate of the New York Yankees, taking on the Brooklyn Cyclones, the high A affiliate of the New York Mets. Jonathan Santucci warming up on the mound, getting ready to make the first start of his professional career. Santucci, 6'2", 195 pounds from Leominster, Massachusetts, was the second-round pick of the Mets, 48th overall out of Duke last July. Four-seam fastball, slider, curveball, changeup, the arsenal for the Southpaw Mets, number 13 prospect by MLB Pipeline, number 16 by Baseball America. Last year with the Blue Devils as a junior, had a 6-1 record, a 3.41 ERA, 36 walks, 90 strikeouts in 58 innings and 13 starts, was a midseason watch list member of the Golden Spikes Award last year, all ACC first team. Santucci did not pitch last year after the draft, did appear for the Mets in the spring breakout game earlier this spring, I should say. Santucci, a scoreless inning of work, faced one over the minimum, allowed just one hit, one walk, induced a double play. But Santucci, the highest rated pitching prospect on the Cyclones roster, getting ready to make his pro debut this afternoon in what has already been a great start for this Brooklyn rotation, Johnny.
And you think with Santucci having not even pitched yet, we haven't really seen what the best of this rotation could look like once he starts to hit his groove and get going. And particularly for Santucci, Justin, like you mentioned, did not pitch professionally last year. So you're sure that this is a day that has been on his mind for quite a while, and now an opportunity to showcase it in front of the Cyclones faithful.
Jace Avina will lead things off on this Wednesday afternoon. Avina last night 1-for-4 with a run scored, struck out a couple of times. All right, now waiting on something might be out in the outfield right now. Looked like the center fielder Eli Serrano the third racing out towards the warning track in left center field. And there was a loose baseball still on the warning track from warm-ups earlier this afternoon. And so Serrano just throws it over the left center field wall, and someone is going to have a souvenir when they go to Luna Park this weekend. First pitch of the day misses low with a fastball at 96, and we are underway at 12:02 Eastern Time. Right now here on Coney Island, sun shining, 40 degrees. Real feel has it right at about 38, the pitch. As Santucci misses inside with a breaking ball. And he's behind Avina, two balls and no strikes. Avina, 5-for-16 at the plate this year, a double, no RBI. Lefty against the righty, southpaw deals. And Santucci finds the inside corner at 85. And it's two balls and one strike. Avina last year among the South Atlantic League leaders in doubles. Southpaw fires. And the fastball misses high. It's three balls and one strike. Umpiring crew here this afternoon, Gustavo Garza behind the plate calling balls and strikes. On the bases, it is Michael Cross, the 3-1 to Avina. And this hit on the ground at third. Backhanded there by Roselli, but he can't field it cleanly. And ricochets off his mitt. Barrow picks it up behind him. And the knee five will start the afternoon. The Renegades have one on and nobody out. So the first opportunity for Roselli today at third base, had played second base quite a bit here in the early going this year. Maybe picked his head up a little bit too early, trying to account to where Avina was chugging up the line. And so the Renegades had the leadoff man aboard. Brings up the Yankees' number two prospect, George Lombard Jr. On the first pitch he sees, misses up and away at 84. Looked like the changeup that time that slipped. And the count 1-0. Lombard Jr. 0-for-3 last night, a walk, a stolen base, and a run scored. 3-for-13 at the plate this year, a triple and an RBI. Santucci from the stretch now delivers, and a fastball outside at 94. It's 2-0. Defensively behind Santucci this afternoon, left to right in the outfield, Troy Schreffler Jr., Eli Serrano III, and Jeffrey De Los Santos. Carson Benj getting the afternoon off. 2-0. And there's a strike at the knees, change up that time. Two balls and a strike. Third to first around the infield, Roselli, Boston Barrow, DeAndre Smith, and a Starling Mercado with Chris Suero, the catcher, behind the plate. Lefty against the righty batting Lombard. Now Santucci fires, and Lombard Jr. out in front of the breaking ball. Looked like the slider that time. It's two balls and two strikes. Lombard Jr., the Yankees' number two prospect by both MLB Pipeline and Baseball America. Yankees' first-round pick a couple years ago at a high school in Florida. The 2-2 from Santucci. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him on the curve ball down and away. There's the first strikeout of Jonathan Santucci's professional career. And there's one on one out in the first for Jackson Castillo.
Steady dose of breakers there to George Lombard Jr. That last one, a slider downstairs, got Lombard to bite. And Santucci picks up his first strikeout.
So one on and one out now for Jackson Castillo. Castillo 0-for-3, a walk, stole the base last night. Lefty on lefty, and this pulled on the ground right side. Diving stop by Smith to his left. Only play is at first base, and that's where he'll get the out. Oh, what a diving play by DeAndre Smith. Full extension on the infield turf to take away a base hit from Jackson Castillo. Avina advances to second on the play, but two out in the first.
And Santucci, quick to give a thank you, pointing DeAndre's way after flexing the leather.
So a runner in scoring position and two out now for Omar Martinez. 0-for-4, a couple of strikeouts last night. Hitting .294 on the year, 5-for-17, 3 RBIs. Lefty on lefty, and time called at home plate by Suero. Beautiful blue skies here on Coney Island today. Not a cloud across the horizon. Nothing but blue skies and sunshine here off the banks of the Atlantic Ocean. The pitch. And Martinez steps in the bucket. Looked like the changeup that time. And Santucci ahead. No balls and one strike. Santucci resting his black leather mitt on the front right-hand side of his chest. Big leadoff second there for Avina. And Santucci steps off and looks him back. Santucci did not pitch after being drafted by the Mets last year. Signed for over $2 million. Second straight day we've seen a Cyclone make their pro debut on the bump. R.J. Gordon last night, the 0-1. And this pitch off the inside black. And the count even a ball and a strike. Tried again. The slider that time, Santucci. He's thrown a heavy diet of sliders here in his first inning of work. Shortstop Barrow holds on the runner, Avina at second. Now the pitch. And that one misses low at 94. And the count two balls and one strike. Santucci did deal with injury quite a bit during his time at Duke. Missed some time last season with a rib injury. About 3 weeks of last season. A look at second, the 2-1. And a nice off-speed pitch. Again, the slider down and away. Martinez lunging at it. It's two balls and two strikes. Santucci only 7 starts as a sophomore. Needed surgery to remove bone spurs from his elbow. Rather, bone chips from his elbow. But he has picked up strikeouts and droves over his college career at 198 in 128 innings. A look back at second, the 2-2, and a foul ball behind the plate. Martinez stays alive. Runner at second, two out. Scoreless game here in the top of the first. Jose Colmenares waiting on deck for Hudson Valley. Josh Moylan would follow him. Fans still arriving on this Wednesday afternoon. First matinee of the season, at least midweek matinee of the season for Brooklyn. 2-2. There's a line drive center field coming on. Serrano will have to play it on a hop. Here comes Avina to the plate. Throw home by Serrano. It's up the line. Diving tag by Suero, and he got him! Avina slams his helmet at home plate, and he's just been ejected from the ball game by the home plate umpire, Gustavo Garza. What a way to start the game. Santucci picks up his first career strikeout. And on a base hit by Omar Martinez, Avina thrown out trying to score from second. And after his jolt of emotion after the out, slammed his helmet right outside the lefty batter's box and immediately tossed by the home plate umpire this afternoon, Garza. What an exciting way to start this MILB free game of the day. For the Renegades in the first, no runs, a hit, one man left at the end of a half. Hudson Valley nothing. Here comes Brooklyn on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
We understand that travel sometimes means dealing with obstacles. Our job is to make sure you keep moving forward, no matter what. That's why we offer our Fairfield 100% guarantee, so you can always perform your best. Stay amazing. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott.
Wands at the ready. The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to host Harry Potter Night on Saturday, August 30th at Maimonides Park. Fans will have a chance to show off their Hogwarts House pride with limited edition caps. First 2,500 fans in the building will receive either a Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin cap chosen at random. You can also maximize your experience through our special Cyclones Harry Potter jersey package for $35. Get your tickets now for this magical night at the ballpark at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Well, from one professional debut to the next, making his pro debut for the Renegades, the Yankees' first-round pick from a season ago, Ben Hess. Hess, the right-hander, standing at 6'5", 255 pounds from Moline, Illinois. Was the Yankees' first-round pick last year out of Alabama. And Hess, the Yankees' number four farmhand, getting ready to make his pro debut. He'll face Barrow, Reimer, and Serrano here in the first. So, Boston, Barrow to lead things off. Righty against lefty in the first pitch off. Speed in there for a strike. And the count 0-1. Barrow last night, 1-for-5, had a triple and a run scored. 3-for-18 at the plate this year with an RBI. The 0-1, and Barrow fouls it off behind the plate. It's no balls and two strikes. Hess last year at Alabama. A 5-5 record. ERA was up there at 5.8. The 0-2, and Barrow nubs it off the end of the bat to the left. It stays 0-2. Hess, 15 starts with the Crimson Tide, only allowed 60 hits and 68 in the third innings. 35 walks, 105 strikeouts. The 0-2 pitch. Barrow pops it up back behind the dish. This one will get out of play. Third baseman was chasing it. Actually, it didn't get out of play. It landed on the warning track. Brenning Ascanio, the third baseman, never saw it. Lost in this cloudless sky. Nothing but the sunshine emanating down. So makes for a tougher sky for Ascanio to spot that pop fly. The 0-2 again. And Barrow takes outside the changeup. It's a ball and two strikes. Hess, a very lively fastball. Was the number 26 overall pick last year. Fastball has reached up to 98-99. The 1-2, and Barrow pops it up in the infield. Who's going to call for it? Everyone converging. The shortstop, Lombard Jr., out by the second base position, makes a sprawling catch as he falls backwards onto the turf. So a nice job there by Lombard Jr. to make the play on the first base side of second. And there's one out for Jacob Reimer.
That's good assertiveness from Lombard Jr. to come in, take charge, and make the play.
So here is Jacob Reimer at a base hit last night. A four-game hitting streak to start the season. Takes a strike. And the count 0-1. Get you in a moment. Who has taken over in center field for Hudson Valley after Jay Zavino was ejected in the top of this first inning as Reimer takes a fastball low at 92. It's one ball and one strike. Reimer, 7-for-17 at the plate, 3 extra base hits, 8 RBI. The pitch, and Reimer tied up inside at 91. And the count now 1-2. Looks like Jackson Castillo has moved over to center field. He was supposed to start in left today. The 1-2 pitch on the outside corner, strike 3 called. Got him on the slider away at 84. There's the first strikeout in Ben Hess's professional career. And there are two out now in the first inning for Eli Serrano III. So that'll bring up one of the heroes from last night, Eli Serrano III. Looks like Kobe Morales is out in left field. Jackson Castillo now in center, so Morales will take the spot of Avina in the order as Serrano takes outside. And the count. One ball and no strikes. Serrano, a three-game hitting streak, three straight multi-hit games. As that one, a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. An RBI in all four games he's played this season. Mets fourth-round pick last year out of NC State. 6-for-13 at the dish. Two homers, five RBI. And a pitch clock violation charged to Eli Serrano, the third there, called by the home plate umpire Garcia. And so the count is 1-2 on Serrano. So 1-2 on the Cyclone center fielder. Bases empty, two out here in the home first. Hess from the windup. Now the pitch. And Serrano swings through a high fastball, strike three. Hardest offering of the game so far for Hess. Dialed it up to 95. A couple of strikeouts in a perfect first inning to start his professional career. No runs, no hits. Nobody left at the end of one, no score on Bally Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, yo, lady. Oh. I may be all beef, but I don't want no beef.
Of course not.
Yeah, well, your beans are touching my bun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all right. Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Is that a New York accent?
Actually, it's Kansas.
Oh.
No, of course it's New York.
Oh.
You ever been?
Yeah, I went to Times Square.
Yeah, I used to sell fake handbags in Times Square.
Okay, I'm talking to a hot dog.
Nathan's Famous, made with 100% beef for a real bite of New York.
The Maimonides Park Beach Club offers some of the best seats in the house. Located right behind home plate, you'll be able to enjoy the game with an awesome view while seated at our half-moon style tables and high-top chairs. Seats come in groups of two or four, and you'll also have your own dedicated food and drink server so that you don't have to worry about missing any of the game waiting on the lines. So come check it out, the Beach Club at Maimonides Park. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Well, so Hess and Santucci making their pro debuts. Both pick up their first pro strikeouts in the first inning. A scoreless game as we head to the top of the second. Colmenares, Moylan, and Gomez. Three scheduled to bat for the Renegades in the second inning. Series continues tomorrow evening. Another 6:40 scheduled first pitch. Johnny and I with the pregame for you starting at 6:25 Eastern. Noah Hall, the Cyclones opening day starter, will get the ball for Brooklyn, 1-0, a 1.8 ERA. Josh Gross will make his season debut for Hudson Valley. That coming up tomorrow night. 6:40 Eastern will be 6:40 tomorrow and Friday, and then 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. And so for the second straight batter here, an automatic strike applied to Jose Colmenares was not in the box in time. And so immediately the count 0-1, and now the count is 0-2 as Colmenares takes a strike knee-high. So the second pitch clock violation against a batter already today. The 0-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. The old two-pitch strikeout for Jonathan Santucci. That's his second K of the day. And there's one away here in the second. So bases empty, one out for Josh Moylan. First pitch to Moylan, fouled back. And the count, no balls and one strike. Moylan 1-for-3 last night, a double and an RBI. 2-for-11 at the plate this season. Four walks to two strikeouts. Lefty batter with an open stance, the 0-1. And Santucci hits the outside corner with a fastball. It's quickly 0-2. Brooklyn today wearing their version of City Connect uniforms. Blue and orange Mets colors, blue base. Brooklyn in orange script lettering across the chest. White numerals front and back with an orange border. Santucci's 0-2. This is down and away. It's a ball and two strikes. But the reason why they're most like City Connect uniforms, you look at the back of those blue jerseys. Goes from blue emanating up to white up by the shoulders, showing off the Brooklyn and New York City skyline as Moylan rolls over on one to first. Backhanded by Suero. Santucci racing to the bag and beats Moylan there for the out. Santucci, a great athlete, able to race to the bag and beat Moylan with the race up the line. And there's two down now in the second inning for Antonio Gomez.
A lot of strikes from Santucci as well, who is keeping that pitch count compressed. And obviously that two-pitch strikeout from earlier will help out in that department. He's a strike thrower.
So bases empty, two out for Antonio Gomez. And he takes a fastball on the outer half at 93. It snowballs in one strike. Gomez last night had an RBI base hit and a walk. 3-for-9 at the plate this year, a homer, two RBIs, and he's laid on the fastball at 94. And Santucci in the driver's seat, 0-2. But white pants for Brooklyn. Santucci has him all the way down to the ankles as Gomez, frustrated with one of his pieces of equipment, just flung it off and threw it towards Escanio in the on-deck circle. Blue cap, blue bill with the orange interlocking BK logo on the front. Santucci winds the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Up the ladder with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. What a second inning of work for Jonathan Santucci. 1-2-3 goes Hudson Valley with a couple of strikeouts to boot. No runs, no hits. Nobody left at the end of 1.5, still scoreless on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here. Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Every Tuesday at Maimonides Park is a BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one. Each Tuesday on Coney Island, for every one ticket you purchase, you can get another completely free. Offer is valid up to 14 tickets overall. On our website, on the ticket menu, select an even number of tickets and be sure to click where it says Cyclones Buy One. Then, for the second even number ticket, you'll click Cyclones Get One Free on the drop-down. For tickets and more info, be sure to visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the second inning. Ben Hess back to work at a 1-2-3 first in his opening inning as a professional pitcher. Cyclones will have the heart of their lineup due up here in the second inning. It'll be Suero, Roselli, and Smith. Righty, lefty, righty against the big, strong right-hander from the state of Illinois. Beautiful day for baseball. A little bit of a chill in the air here in early April, 41 degrees right now. Expected to get up to 48 today here in Brooklyn. Right now with the wind, temperatures feeling like 38. Not quite as gusty as yesterday. 14-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the west-northwest. Chris Suero's had a great start to this season to lead things off in the second inning. First pitch from the righty, Hess, is a breaking ball that misses away. And the count 1-0 on Suero. Suero, a four-game hitting streak to start his season. 1-for-4, a double, 2 RBI yesterday, the 1-0. And Suero lunging at that breaking ball outside. It's 1-1. Suero, 7-for-17 at the dish this year. 5 of his 7 hits for extra bases. 2 homers, 8 RBI. One of the Mets' top 30 prospects, the 1-1. And Suero fouls it back in our direction. And the count 1-2. Suero, one of the most interesting guys in the organization. Born here in the boroughs, grew up in the Bronx, University Heights section, attended All Hallows High School in the Bronx for a year, then moved to the Dominican Republic. The 1-2 pitch, just a bit outside. Suero checked his swing on appeal, and the count 2-2. Went to the Dominican Republic to get scouted and signed. Did not catch until about a month before the Mets signed him in 2022. So still new behind the plate. The 2-2 delivery, and Suero can't hold up on the pitch down and in. Was reeled in the air by Gomez, so no chance for Suero to advance. And Hess already has his third strikeout in four batters faced today.
He has punched three in a row. Both Santucci and Hess already with three strikeouts. Each of them looking the part as good as advertised here early.
So bases empty, one out for Nick Roselli. Had an RBI triple last night, was 1-for-4. 2-for-11 at the plate this year. Swings and lifts one in the air, left center field. In and to his left is the left fielder Morales, and he'll make the catch in the gap for the second out. Hudson Valley wearing the road grays today. Hudson Valley in navy block letters across the chest. Navy numerals front and back with a white border. Gray pants down to the ankles for Hess. Navy cap, navy bill with the white interlocking HV logo on the front. So bases empty, two out for DeAndre Smith. This just the 20th pitch so far for Hess. There's a fastball on the inner half at 91. And the count 0-1. Smith 1-for-2 yesterday, a couple of walks and a stolen bag. 1-for-7 at the plate this year. The 0-1. And Smith a hard line drive past the diving glove of Moylan to his right and into right field for a base hit. So DeAndre Smith has Brooklyn's first base hit of the afternoon. And the Cyclones have one on and two out here in the second inning.
Well, DeAndre, a couple of walks and a hit yesterday. A lot of these Brooklyn batters, as we were saying on the broadcast yesterday, doesn't matter, 1-9. On the bases pretty frequently.
Brooklyn lineup's also done a good job using the whole field so far this year. Smith going the opposite way, throw back to first. And DeAndre able to dive back safely. He was picked off for his base last night. Here is a Starling Mercado. His third game of the year was 0-for-3 with a walk on Sunday against Wilmington. Had off last night, big powerful lefty bat, and he grounds one back up the middle. Lombard was shaded that way. Behind the second base bag, throws on to first, and Mercado retired to end the inning. Hit it well, 106 miles an hour, but Hudson Valley positioned well defensively, and Brooklyn strands one in the second. No runs, a hit, one man left after two scoreless on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sunday brunch with the side of baseball. Every Sunday Cyclones home game during the year. Come enjoy the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with unobstructed views of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island amusements, Lower Manhattan, and so much more while also enjoying that Sunday brunch package. 2 hours of service starting at 1:30 p.m. for a 2 o'clock game. Menu items include, but are not limited to, unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, beers, seltzers, coffee, breakfast spreads, and a chef's table brunch selection. Tickets are $63 with a $48 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Not too shabby of a start to Jonathan Santucci's pro career. Seven batters through two innings, just one hit. Three strikeouts so far for the Southpaw, 18 of 26 pitches for strikes. And a game where we talked a lot about the pitchers and the starting pitching matchup. Hess and Santucci each making their pro debuts here today. And so far, the first and second round picks looking the part, each with three strikeouts through two innings, each facing one over the minimum, one hit allowed. Been very impressive for two of the top young arms in both New York organizations. We move to the top of the third here in Brooklyn. Brenny Ascanio, Anthony Hall, and Kobe Morales, who took over for Jay Savina. The three do up in the inning, and to take over, here's Johnny.
Jonathan Santucci and Ben Hess, two starting pitchers going punch for punch in this scoreless tie. To the top of the third we go, 8-9-1, up to bat for Hudson Valley. First pitch from Santucci is a breaking ball for a strike, and it's nothing and one to Brenny Ascanio, Renegades third baseman, switch hitter batting from the right side against the southpaw in Santucci, who rocks and fires, and this one hit down the third base line, but fell, and it is nothing and two to Ascanio. Brenny did not play yesterday, same could be said for Anthony Hall on deck. Then we go back to the top for Kobe Morales, who did not start this game, but has since come on after Chase Avina's ejection. Santucci hides his eyes behind the mitt. Now the 0-2. Breaking ball a little bit high, And it's one ball and two strikes. Went to the slider there. Just didn't have enough fight. Defense playing pretty straight up. And a 1-2 pitch upcoming. Swinging a line drive over the glove of the first baseman, Mercado. It trickles into right field. Cut off by Jeffrey De Los Santos. Escanio thinking two. The throw is wide of the second base bag. So Brenny Escanio, some aggressive base running. And Jeffrey De Los Santos in right field put the throw a little bit wide to the right. Boston Barrow had to track it down, the Brooklyn shortstop. So a runner in scoring position with nobody out. Give credit to Escanio there for going hard the whole way. And the Renegades have their first extra base hit of the afternoon. So a runner on second and nobody out for the nine batter, Anthony Hall. As now Santucci will shift gears to the stretch with a man on the bases. Santucci, a former Duke Blue Devil, belt set pitch. And Hall takes a strike. It is nothing and one. Yeah, for Santucci, a first-team all-conference pitcher at Duke last year. Threw a career-high 58 innings during his time in Durham. And Chris Suero out to have a chat with Santucci now. The battery mate getting on the same page as Suero makes his way back. But anyway, Santucci last year in the ACC was outstanding. Held opposing hitters to just a .188 as far as that opponent batting average is concerned. Escanio a couple of strides off the second base bag. Barrow holds him on. Here comes an 0-1. Swinging a fly ball foul. Third base way out of play. It's nothing and two. Santucci, the first Duke player to be taken on day one of the draft since going back to the COVID draft in 2020, the abbreviated one. Santucci, the southpaw, comes set at his stomach. Facing first base. Now the 0-2 home. And a slider downstairs. It's one ball and two strikes. Santucci, one of those guys who easily could have heard his name called out of the high school ranks as well. Was the second-ranked prospect out of Massachusetts. Phillips Academy Andover in 2021. 1-2. That's in there for a strike three call. He rings up Anthony Hall on a sinker. 94 downstairs. Clips that bottom half of the zone, and Jonathan Santucci has four strikeouts already. That's his first looking backwards K of the afternoon as we go back to the top for Kobe Morales. Scoreless tie here, top three, and a runner on second and one away for the newly minted Renegades leadoff batter. First pitch, Morales takes a strike. It's nothing and one. When we gave you the starting lineups pregame, Kobe Morales was not a member of them. But Jace Avina in the top of the first was ejected when he was called out at the plate, slammed his helmet in frustration with the call. Home plate umpire Gustavo Garza said, "You're out of here." And now time called by the catcher Suero. So once that ejection was made, Hudson Valley had to make a change in the outfield. They shifted Jackson Castillo over to center, and Kobe Morales in at left field now occupying that leadoff spot. 0-1 cut on and missed, and it's nothing and two. Good four-seamer there from Santucci in on the hands. And no balls and two strikes. Well, this Renegades team hitting .248 as a team. Their 18 runs scored through four games, middle of the pack in the South Atlantic League. Dancing around off second is Escanio. Pitch hit in the air to left. Schreffler moving back on it. Cool, calm, collected. Reaches up to make the grab for out number two. Couple of steps in front of the warning track. Escanio stays put at second, and there's two away. George Lombard Jr. next. Santucci, a big-time prospect from a pitching standpoint against Lombard Jr., one of the top bats the Yankee farm system has to offer. Runner on second, scoreless tie with two away. Santucci deals. Lombard Jr. takes outside. Round one of this battle saw Lombard Jr. strike out first time up. What happens in round two here? 1-0 the count on the righty swinger Lombard. Pitch. He swings and misses. It's 1-1. Good slide piece downstairs from Santucci. You made the point earlier, Justin. Feels like that slider has been high usage for Jonathan today and continues to be now as we get into the middle innings. What does he go to here? 1-1 pitch. Up and away with the heater. And it's two balls and one strike. Lombard yesterday 0-for-3. Did score one of the three Renegades runs. Walked once, struck out once as well. Santucci, a belt set. Long hold. Now the 2-1 home. Lombard Jr. puts it in the air to right field. Hooking foul into the netting. And the count moves to two balls and two strikes. Justin told you earlier, Santucci is someone who did have to deal with some injuries over the course of his Blue Devil career, and that's why some of the totals may be not quite as high as you might expect. For someone drafted as high as he was, as a 2-2 way upstairs, all the way to the backstop, Escanio will take third without a throw on the wild pitch. Just overthrew the fastball there. But with two outs, Santucci's focus remains the batter here in Morales, who now has worked the count full. It's three balls and two strikes. Morales stands towards the back of that righty batter's box. Here comes a 3-2. Swinging a chopper towards third, collected there by Roselli. Fires across the diamond, dropped by Suero at first. It was a low throw. Suero couldn't pick it. Or beg your pardon, a Starling Mercado at first base today could not pick it. So Hudson Valley is on the board. They take a 1-0 lead here top three. Lombard Jr. aboard safely. And Escanio home to score the game's first run. Jackson Castillo next. Certainly would have been a bang-bang play had Mercado picked it. First pitch to Castillo, and he swings and hits a ground ball up the middle, collected by Barrow, rifles over to first in time, inning over. But Hudson Valley does scratch one across. They hop out to a 1-0 lead for the Renegades in the frame. One run on two hits and one man left. Bottom three we go. Hudson Valley on top 1-0 here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Hi, this is Carson Benge, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Bats with some work to do as we go bottom three. Hudson Valley just scored one in the top half of the third. And now the Cyclones will send 8-9-1 up to bat against Ben Hess, who has been sharp so far. Renegade starter has only allowed the one base hit, a two-out single off the barrel of DeAndre Smith's bat. Didn't advance any further than the first base pillow. So now we go Troy Schreffler, Jeffrey De Los Santos, and Boston Barrow. Three to bat in the frame. Hess, by the way, has already collected three strikeouts through the first two innings here this afternoon. Thanks for hanging out with us alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz on your MILB-TV free game of the day. First pitch. That's a strike to Troy Schreffler Jr., and it's nothing in one, so we welcome in a bit of an expanded audience here on this Wednesday afternoon. Hope you can join us throughout the course of the season. A one. Down and away, it's one ball and one strike to Troy Schreffler Jr. Troy 0-for-8 to start his season so far. Did not play in the series opener yesterday. Hess works out of the full windup. Into that wind in a 1-1 home. Schreffler Jr. lays off on a pitch down and away. It's 2-1. Has 6'4", 255. 26th overall pick in last summer's draft by the Yanks out of the University of Alabama. 2-1 home. Outside, it's 3-1. It is interesting. We've got an Alabama product in Hess and a Duke product in Santucci. Maybe the cream of the crop football program in the nation against the cream of the crop basketball school in the country. 3-1 cut on and missed. It's 3-2. But today, Blue Devil and Crimson Tide going toe-to-toe on the diamond. 3-2 the count on Troy Schreffler Jr. Hess working out of that full windup. Slight choke up for Schreffler. As Hess into the wind, rocks and fires a 3-2. Breaking ball, hammered foul. On the ground, third base way, and we will do it again. Anyway, you look at the Alabama career for Ben Hess. And did struggle a little bit as a senior last year. That ERA up over 5.5. 3-2, he got Schreffler to go around on appeal. Jammed him inside. Schreffler wanted to hold, but by the time he realized, it was well too late. And that is strikeout number 4 for Ben Hess, who has been cruising so far through 2 1/3. Last man to face him for the first time today, that would be Jeffrey De Los Santos, lefty batter who digs in now. Jeffrey 3-5 to start his season. Big hole on the left side for Jeffrey here. And a breaking ball down and in for ball one. Yeah, the third baseman, Brenny Ascanio, playing in on that green turf. Shortstop Lombard shaded more up towards the middle. 1-0 the count on De Los Santos. Pitch. Jeffrey takes a bender for a strike. It's 1-1. Good curve there. Clocking in at 72 on the gun from Hess. De Los Santos, the lefty batter, slightly ajar stance. 1-1. Misses low for a ball. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Yeah, that fastball for Hess, it's right around 94-ish. Get some good extension on it, though, to make it deceptively fast. 2-1 is hit foul on the ground. It's 2-2. Also gets some elite vertical drop on the curve that we saw a moment ago. Hasn't thrown a ton of them today. But when he does sprinkle it in, some good 11-5, even 12-6 action on it to complement with that mid-90s heater. Into his full line, here comes a 2-2. De Los Santos takes strike three called. Fastball at 95. De Los Santos could not do anything with it. It is another strikeout for Ben Hess, who now has 5, his first time through this Brooklyn order. Back-to-back punch out. So now we go back to the top for Boston Barrow.
Yeah, he's picked them up in bunches, struck out 3 batters in a row earlier in this game. Now back-to-back hitters. We've seen plenty of those Ks so far this afternoon.
First pitch to Barrow is a heater for a strike. It's 0-1, which is really par for the course for Hess. You look at the college numbers for him as far as last year goes, and yes, the ERA high, all things considered. 0-1. Barrow takes another strike. It's 0-2. But as far as the Ks per 9 are concerned for Hess last year at Bama, how about 13.3? 106 of them in 68 innings and change. 0-2 home. Hit on the ground towards second. Collected by Colmenares. He throws over to first to get the speedy Barrow by a stride to retire the side. A 1-2-3 for Ben Hess, who was retired 4 straight and preserves a 1-0 Hudson Valley lead. Let's go to the fourth on Bally Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Times change. Families grow. And plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way. By being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Come join us on Coney Island for Pride Night 2025 on Friday, June 13th. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a Cyclone Skyline cap. Make sure you also take advantage of our limited edition Brooklyn Pride baseball jersey package. It includes a field box ticket and your jersey for just $28.50. For $35, you get our Fri-Yay drinks package as well. All the Pride Night giveaways in addition to two beers, seltzers, or soft drinks. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
All right, let's go to the fourth. Hudson Valley on top, 1-0. Thanks for hanging out with us. Alongside Justin Rock, my name is Johnny Gadamowitz. Appreciate you stopping by. Hudson Valley, a run in the top of the third. That has been the only run across on either side so far today. A pitcher's duel through three between Jonathan Santucci and Ben Hess. Jonathan Santucci back to work now for Brooklyn. He gets 4-5-6 here in the top of the fourth. Martinez, Colmenares, and Moylan. First pitch of this top of the fourth as Santucci deals is nubbed foul. It's nothing and one to Omar Martinez. Martinez has one of three Renegades hits so far in this ballgame. Cyclones on the flip side only have the one. Santucci staring down Martinez in the batter's box, deals an 0-1 home. Down and away, it's one ball and one strike to Omar. We saw Martinez handle catching duties for Hudson Valley yesterday. Today he is the DH. 13 home runs for Martinez last year. Wave and a miss behind 1-2. That was tied for the Renegade team lead. Hit a massive home run as well. A grand slam in the fifth inning in what was a game two contest against Bowling Green in the South Atlantic League Championship Series last year. 1-2 in the dirt, it's 2-2. And Hudson Valley, of course, winning the North Division. Didn't end up winning that title, but the Martinez grand slam, a big home run at the time. 2-2. Santucci working out of the full windup. Infield slightly shifted right. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Jonathan Santucci pulls the string. He's got strikeout number 5 on the day so far. First time he's gotten Martinez down swinging. That was the slider low, and Martinez whiffed. A lot of swings and misses on that slider, too. So Jose Colmenares next as Santucci deals a first pitch fastball high. It's 1-0. Colmenares at just a .182 so far this season. 0-for-1 today, one of those five strikeout victims. Santucci working quickly, 1-0. Colmenares swings and hits a line drive to right field for a base hit. Cut off in the gap by De Los Santos, who tosses in. It's a one-out single for the Hudson Valley second baseman. So another base runner for Jonathan Santucci to have to deal with. But those opportunities have been few and far between with how he's been pitching so far today. But when there has been traffic on the bases, Santucci has had no problem so far remaining laser focused and still finding a way to get outs. Next opportunity comes to get Josh Moylan, lefty batter, pitch. It fell to the screen, nothing and one. Josh Moylan out of East Carolina. Year two in Hudson Valley for Mr. Moylan, who did go 1-for-3 yesterday, scored a run, knocked one in as well. 0-1 the count. Here it comes. Moylan takes down and away. It is one ball and one strike. Last season for Moylan in Hudson Valley, .246 the batting average, scattered across 101 games. Did hit 8 home runs, 42 runs batted in. 1-1 home. That's a strike. At the knees, it is 1-2.
Well, worth noting, Ben Simon has his jacket off, starting to do some light tossing in the Brooklyn bullpen. Santucci about to throw his 55th pitch, so looks like Simon will be the first Cyclone arm out of the bullpen today.
Santucci ready to deal a 1-2, but first, a check on the runner over at first base. Colmenares back safely standing. 1-2 the count, 1-0 Renegades here, top four. Colmenares takes his lead. Santucci stares him back. Long hold. Now the 1-2 home. Fly ball, left field. Schreffler moving to his right, towards the line, with the shades on, makes the catch. And that's the second out of the inning. Antonio Gomez next. Simon continuing to get loose as Santucci tries to work his way through four. And again, that pitch count low, economical, but at the same token, recognizing that it is indeed a marathon, not a sprint, a long season. No need to have these starters go any deeper than they need to, particularly on a chilly day like today. First pitch to Gomez outside for ball one.
Especially when you have 17 pitchers on a roster and you're trying to get bullpen guys some innings and experience throughout the course of the regular season as well.
1-0 from Santucci is popped foul, first base side and out of play, and the count 1-1. So Simon continuing to warm as Santucci focusing on Gomez, who is 0-1 with a strikeout today. Hudson Valley, one run on now four hits. Brooklyn only the one hit so far. 1-1 home. Swing and a tapper foul, third base way. And the count, one ball and two strikes. Gomez coming off an Arizona Fall League stint following his 2024 campaign. Did play 47 games with the Renegades last year. Awaiting a 1-2. Santucci out of the stretch. Again, a couple of glances towards the bag. Now the 1-2 is hit in the air. Foul ground. First base side. Mercado has a look. But it lands in the third row of seats. So we'll do it again at a ball and two strikes. It is a picturesque day here on Coney Island. Blue sky as far as the eye can see. You can even really make out a couple of those cargo carriers, what have you, those much larger ships out on the horizon. 1-2, pitch high, runner goes, throw down to second, not in time.
Looked like the ball was dropped there at second base by Smith, just couldn't reel in the throw.
Colmenares up into scoring position. And Antonio Gomez an opportunity now with a 2-2 count with a runner in scoring position. Santucci looking to make a big pitch here and get through four. 2-2. Swinging a line drive up the middle, a base hit. Colmenares hits third. He gets the wave around to go home. The throw home, a good one in time. He's out. Eli Serrano for the second time today. Throws out a runner at the plate. Oh, wow. Flex that right arm, Mr. Serrano. Colmenares is out. Nice tag applied by Suero, and the Renegade lead stays at one. Let's go to the bottom of the fourth right here on Bally Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Bring your team to see our team. Come be a part of Baseball on the Boardwalk in 2025 with our group tickets. Whether you're looking to entertain clients, reward employees, or just gather friends and family for a great night out, group tickets are a great way to enjoy a time with the Cyclones. Our various pricing plans and perks can be tailored perfectly to fit your group's needs. For more info and to purchase your group tickets, give us a call at 718-372-5596. Amazing starts here.
Go to the bottom of the fourth at Maimonides Park. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hudson Valley on top 1-0 here on this Wednesday afternoon. And Ben Hess has been really sharp so far for the Renegades. He does have 5 strikeouts through 3 innings, has limited these Brooklyn batters in check to only the 1 base hit so far. It was a 2-out single from DeAndre Smith in the bottom of the 2nd inning. So Hess right back to work. He does get 2-3-4, Reimer, Serrano, Suero here to begin this bottom of the 4th. Cyclones 4-0, perfect start. But this has been their most frustrating day offensively, at least so far. Only the 1 hit to show for through the first 3 frames today. Jacob Reimer up to bat, and the first pitch to him is a strike. Nothing and 1 from the right-hander Ben Hess. Yeah, the Brooklyn Bats have started the year with a bang, a 296 team batting average. Team 0-1, a comebacker, bobbled by Hess, now regathers, and an underhand toss on to first in time to get Reimer for the first out of the inning. And not only a 296 team batting average, team OPS of 943. That's the top mark in the South Atlantic League. Not to mention 34 runs scored through the first 4 games as well. A lot to like, as Eli Serrano is a big reason why some of those numbers exist. First pitch to him outside, and the count 1-0. And another stat that's worthy of giving you, Brooklyn towards the top of the circuit in walks as well. They've drawn 25 walks, at least when they woke up this morning. 1-0 to Serrano, hit foul back to the netting, and it's 1-1. That's 2nd in the South Atlantic League. Cyclones yet to draw a walk so far today, though. In fact, the DeAndre Smith 2-out single in the 2nd is the only base runner that Brooklyn has had so far. Here comes a 1-1. Serrano hits a ground ball through the middle for a base hit. Eli Serrano, after a multi-hit day yesterday that saw him leave the ballpark, now has his first hit here in Game 2 of the series. And it's a 1-out base runner for the Cyclones as Serrano just keeps on reaching base. Second hit of the ball game for the Cyclones. They'll try to cash in now. They haven't had a ton of opportunities today against the righty and Ben Hess. Big right-hander out of the stretch now and starts out Chris Suero with a breaking ball that just clips the outer black for a strike. And it is 0-1. Suero out of the cleanup spot today for Brooklyn. Was on the back end of an outstanding play to conclude the top of the 4th. A throw over to check on the runner was bang, bang. But Serrano just got underneath the tag of Josh Moylan. Suero applying the tag on the Eli Serrano outfield assist from center to throw out the man at home. Runner goes. Pitch swung on a miss. Throw down is 2nd. A little bit late and not in time. Eli Serrano the 3rd, a swiped bag, and he is up 90 feet into scoring position. 2 strikes on Suero now after that latest rip and a miss. First baseman Moylan playing well off the line on the right side of the infield. Cominare shaded up the middle at 2nd. 0-2 up coming to Suero. Serrano takes off for 3rd, and Suero serves it foul. Well, when you're hot, and Eli Serrano certainly is, why not try your luck on the bases, too? Everything else has been working for him recently. Has been awesome with the bat. Has thrown out multiple runners at the plate so far today, and attempting another steal perhaps there. 0-2 up coming to Suero. Here it comes. And Suero hits a line drive foul, third base side. It stays 0-2. It's a level of aggressiveness that you like to see. Cyclones have certainly had it so far this season. Just past the top of the 1 o'clock hour, or just before the top of the 1 o'clock hour, I should say. And an 0-2 up coming to Suero. Here's the pitch. Hess gives him a fastball. It's in there for a strike. And Suero knows it as he makes his way back. Another strikeout for Ben Hess. He's got 6 now on the day. 2nd time he's gotten Suero. Once swinging and once looking. We don't see that a ton out of Chris. But Hess has had his number so far this afternoon. And Eli Serrano staying put at 2nd base with 2 gone for Nick Roselli. Lefty batter digs in to face the big righty arm in Hess. First pitch to him. Roselli takes a strike. Nothing and one. Hess continuing to dial it up. 94 on the radar gun with that latest four-seamer. Lombard shaded towards the second base bag to hold the runner on, creeping in behind him. A one home is a breaking ball for a strike. Roselli didn't love it, but a strike all the same, and it is nothing and two. Nick flied out to left his first time up. On in a big spot here. Tying run in scoring position. 1-0 Renegades in the bottom of the fourth. Hess comes set at his chest. Ready to deal an 0-2, and Roselli fights it foul towards the rooftop just to our left. And we'll do it again at 0-2. Well, sometimes when you got the flamethrower like Hess is, just grabbing a piece, that two-strike approach, enough to prolong the at-bat and tire him out a little more, make him work a little harder. Roselli just grabbing a piece on that one. Can he do it again here? 0-2, Hess deals, and Roselli takes down and in. One ball and two strikes to the Levittown native. Nick yesterday 1-for-4. Scored one of the 7 Brooklyn runs. 1-2 on Roselli. Close stance for the lefty batter. Here's the 1-2. Roselli swings and misses. Foul tip held. Ben Hess. Another heater from the right-hander who strikes out back-to-back batters to conclude the fourth. He's got 7-4 and a 1-0 Renegade lead intact. Let's go to the fifth on Bally Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
There's no shortage of premium seating at Maimonides Park. Come join the fun this summer by enjoying a Cyclones game from one of our premium suites or rooftop locations. Cyclones Party Suites and the Brooklyn Rooftop offer million-dollar views and rent-controlled prices. These climate-controlled, fully catered areas offer breathtaking views of the Atlantic Ocean and Coney Island amusements and are the perfect setting for a gathering of friends, co-workers, or clients. Also new for 2025, the brand new On Deck Club. The space is located at the top of Section 4, features an open deck space designed to feel like your own backyard oasis. For pricing, menus, and additional info, be sure to visit BrooklynCyclones.com or give us a call at 718-37-BKLYN. Amazing starts here.
Hudson Valley on top, 1-0. We go to the top of the fifth from Maimonides Park. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Johnny Gadamowicz, Justin Rock with you. Well, we did see Ben Simon warming last inning for Brooklyn, continues to do so. But for the time being, Jonathan Santucci is back out to start this top half of inning number 5. He'll get 8, 9, and 1 in the Brooklyn batting order as we pass the play-by-play baton off to Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. So Jonathan Santucci back out to work for the Cyclones. 50 pitches through 4 innings so far this afternoon. And he'll face off against 8, 9, and 1 in the Hudson Valley lineup. Escanio Hall and then back to the top and Kobe Morales. Jonathan Santucci been good so far. 4 innings so far of work. He's allowed just 1 run on 5 hits in the first pitch. To Brenny Escanio taken for a strike. And the count 0-1. Escanio doubled and scored the game's only run back in the third. Is this one a ground ball foul up the third baseline? And the count now 0-2 on the Renegades infielder. Hudson Valley, 1 run, 5 hits, no errors this afternoon. They have left 2. Brooklyn, no runs, 2 hits, 1 error. They have left 1. The 0-2 from Santucci, and that fastball misses up and away, and the count 1-2. Beautiful blue skies overhead here on this Wednesday afternoon, the 1-2, and that pitch in the dirt, and the count 2-2. Infield shifted for the righty batter to pull. Third baseman hugging the line. That's Roselli. The lefty is 2-2. And this is a high fly ball to left. Back at the track goes Schreffler, looking up at the fence, and it's off the video board and gone. Brenny Ascanio, a couple of extra base hits this afternoon, a double in the third, and a solo shot here in the fifth. He scored both of Hudson Valley's runs. His first home run of the season makes it 2-0 Renegades in the fifth. Brenny Ascanio with a shot. And that'll be all today for Jonathan Santucci. Gilbert Gomez sent him back out to start the fifth inning, but Brenny Ascanio able to turn around a pitch and well beyond the left field wall for a solo shot and a somber end to what was a great pro debut this afternoon for the Mets' second-round pick out of Duke. Santucci out, Ben Simon coming on, trying to keep this a two-run game. 2-0 Renegades here in the top of the fifth on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Introducing baseball's all-new national pregame show, MLB Tonight, live at 5. Join Greg, Harold, and Dan and a star-studded roster for a preview of all the night's matchups. Get a first look at the lineups.
Everything looks good right now for the Yankees.
First take from the players.
I'm just excited to put any pair of cleats on.
And the first of many breakdowns before the first pitch. A full night of baseball starts at 5. MLB Tonight's national pregame show, weekdays at 5 Eastern on MLB Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
An unfortunate ending for Jonathan Santucci, who did look sharp, but he exits the ballgame after the Brenny Ascanio solo shot to double the Renegade lead. Hudson Valley on top now 2-0 as we are in the top of the fifth, and the new arm in the game is indeed Ben Simon, right-hander out of Elon. Comes on essentially a fresh inning here for Simon to work with. Nobody out and bases empty after the Ascanio solo home run led off the frame.
So Ben Simon comes on to face Anthony Hall as Hudson Valley now has a 2-0 lead. We'll get you the final line for Santucci in just a moment. Simon out for a second appearance of the season. His first offering to Anthony Hall darted down and in. And the count 1-0. Hall struck out looking in his first at-bat today. Simon, 5'11", 200 pounds. 23 years old from Hightstown, New Jersey. Former 13th round pick out of Elon University in North Carolina. The righty kicks and delivers. And Hall, a towering fly ball left center field, but got underneath it. Back into his right, Serrano the third. And as he ranges onto the warning track, makes the catch for the first out of the fifth inning. So good piece of lumber there from Hall, but nothing to show for it. And there is one away for the top of the lineup and Kobe Morales. But the final line for Santucci in his pro debut. 4-plus innings, 2 runs, 6 hits, no walks, 5 strikeouts burned with that home run ball here in the fifth. 58 pitches, 41 strikes, very economical for the Massachusetts native. Now it's Kobe Morales, and he takes one off the plate inside 1-0. Right now Kobe Morales staring at a quartet of himself out there in left center field. Simon working from the first base side of the rubber. The kick, the 1-0, and Morales steps in the bucket on a fastball in it. 90 miles an hour. And the count evens up at 1-1. Simon made his season debut on Saturday, earned the win against Wilmington. Went 4-up, 4-down, struck out 3 of the 4 he faces. Put on the ground at first. Diving stop by Mercado to his right. Throws to Simon, racing over to cover for the out. Oh, what a play by a starling Mercado to take away a base hit from Kobe Morales. 2 out in the fifth.
Nice job by Mercado. great athleticism to get to that baseball and then to stay within himself to get up and make the play over to Simon. Nice job by Ben covering two, all around sound defense.
Second great diving play we've seen on the right side of the infield today. So bases empty, two out for George Lombard Jr. And he swings and fouls it out of play in the count 0-1. Lombard Jr., 1-for-2, has struck out and singled. Brought in Hudson Valley's first run with an infield base hit back in the third. Infield shifted for the righty batter to pull. Third baseman Roselli hugging the line. Simon's 0-1, and there's a number up the first base line. Rolls on to the right side of the turf, picked up with a bare hand by Suero. Fires on to first base to get the out and end the inning. But the Renegades added their lead as Brenny Ascanio takes Jonathan Santucci deep. We're halfway home on this Wednesday afternoon. Cyclones have some work to do. They trail 2-0 on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Your day in baseball starts with MLB Central.
Let's get it started.
Lead off your morning with in-depth breakdowns.
Perfect balance.
What?
Boom.
Interviews with the players.
Get back to the fastball.
I know what that passion feels like.
And a little bit.
Keeping.
You behave properly.
Hey.
Of everything else.
Come on, Lawrence.
The window seats are.
The baseball day begins with MLB Central. Weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. Only on MLB Network.
If you're not watching this show, you're the problem.
Hi, this is Jay Speck, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on Cyclones Radio Network.
Brooklyn trailing Hudson Valley 2-0. Ben Hess has matched Jonathan Santucci and more in his pro debut so far this afternoon. Hess going back out for his fifth inning of work. Four innings so far, two hits, no runs, no walks, seven strikeouts. Has faced just two over the minimum so far today. 38 of 47 pitches have been strikes, and that has been the one boogaboo for Hess through his college career, was not throwing enough strikes, and he's done nothing but that so far today. DeAndre Smith to lead off for Brooklyn in the fifth. He takes down and away for ball one. Smith, Mercado, Schreffler, 6-7-8, two up for Brooklyn here in the fifth inning. 1-0, and this curveball in the dirt gets all the way to the backstop. It's 2-0. Smith has one of Brooklyn's two hits today, a single to right in his only trip. That was back in the second. The 2-0. And Smith takes high. Three balls and no strikes. Chance of Let's Go Cyclones chiming out from the young fan sitting behind the Hudson Valley third base dugout. Tall right-hander works from the first base side of the rubber, the 3-0. And Smith gets the green light and comes up empty on 92 up and in. It's three balls and one strike. Hess fires home, and he misses high, ball four. So after talking about all the strikes Hess has thrown so far today, he sure enough comes out and walks the first batter of the fifth inning on five pitches. Good to know the announcer's jinx is still alive and well, and there's one on, nobody out for a guy who can tie this game with one swing of the bat is Starling Mercado. Hess, like Santucci, did not make his pro debut until today as Mercado takes outside for ball one as Starling ground out to shorten his only at-bat, but like Santucci appeared in the spring breakout game back in March, Hess went two innings for the Yankees against the Orioles, allowed a run on two hits. As Mercado out in front of the off-speed, it's a ball and a strike. Walked one, struck out three in that ball game. Like Santucci, Hess dealt with injury a bunch during his college career, throwback to first And Smith dives back. Last year at Alabama was really his first full healthy season in the SEC. Parts of the 2022 and 23 seasons limited by injuries. The 1-1. Mercado fouls it away. It's 1-2. And we talked a little bit about it last night with R.J. Gordon. Second year removed from an injury that cost him the entire 2023 season. And usually when you deal with prolonged injuries and especially significant injuries, it's usually that second year healthy back that everything sort of returns to its normal form. And sort of getting that from Ben Hess so far today. The pitch, Mercado takes high. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Was the top prep prospect in Illinois in 2021. Much like Santucci, highly regarded coming out of high school. The 2-2. Mercado slaps it up the third base line, but rolls just a hair foul to the left of the third base bag. That ball stayed fair. Would have been very interesting to see if DeAndre Smith would have been given the green light around third base, would have already made it to third easy. Renegades do have their bullpen up and working. Looks to be Sebastian Keene up and throwing down the left field line. One on, nobody out. 2-0 Hudson Valley in the fifth. The 2-2 to Mercado. And grabs a piece on its way by, sends it back. And it remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. At Hess, hard to believe you think about SEC schools, baseball powerhouses. Haven't been a ton of first-round picks out of Alabama. Runner goes, and Mercado breaks his bat. A slow roller towards the third base dugout. It is 2-2. Just a small part of it broke. A little toothpick came off and is jammed into the turf up the first base line. But Hess, one of just 5 Crimson Tide players to be taken in the first round in history, joining Joe Vitello back in 91, Jeremy Brown in 2002, Taylor Tankersley in 2004, and former Brooklyn Cyclone Tommy Hunter was the most recent one prior to last year in 2007. So he was the first Alabama player taken in the first round in 17 years. Just a season ago. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out on the slow breaking ball. That time at 75. The curve there from Hess. And that'll be the final batter he faces today. Picks up his 8th strikeout. And what a professional debut for Ben Hess. We'll need the bullpen to keep a scoreless line for his day. But nonetheless, very impressive 4 1/3 innings of 2-hit to this point shutout ball with 1 walk and 8 strikeouts. 60 pitches, 45 strikes, although no signal to the bullpen has been made just yet. Keene is out in the pen getting ready, and we'll see whether or not the Renegades make a pitching change. This may just be more time for Keene to get ready, and it certainly looks like Hess going to stay in the ball game for now. Thought for sure they were going to take him out.
Me and you both.
The coaching staff came out of the dugout, was so immediate after the batter was retired. Usually when it happens that quickly, there's usually a hook involved. But not quite yet. A little premature for Ben Hess. And so he will stay in to face the righty swinging Troy Schreffler. This may be his last batter with the lefty Jeffrey De Los Santos on deck. That might be the thought process here as Troy Schreffler Jr. takes 92 down and away. And the count 1-0. But you look at his prospect page on MLB Pipeline, and there's an interesting comparison for Hess. As Schreffler fouls it back and out of play, it's 1-1, and you can kind of see it based on his size, broad shoulders, compared to a guy who did spend a cup of coffee with the Yankees, didn't spend very long with them, but drawing some comps to former St. Louis Cardinal and the recently retired right-hander Lance Lynn. 1-1, runner goes, pitch in the dirt, kicks off the heel of Gomez's glove behind him. Smith easily in at second base, and had he not slid in head first, might have had a chance to go to third. Gomez does have a great arm behind the dish. But DeAndre Smith now at second base, another stolen bag for him. That's number 5. So 2-1 now the count on Schreffler. As Smith now in scoring position with one out. Righty batter, the 2-1. And Schreffler takes a fastball strike on the inside corner. And it's even 2-2.
Great to see this level of aggressiveness on the bases from DeAndre as well. Only stole 6 with Brooklyn last year.
A look back at second, the 2-2. At the knees, strike 3 called. Strikeout number 9 for Ben Hess here this afternoon. Froze Schreffler at the knees. And there are 2 out now, and now James Cooper comes out of the third base dugout to make a pitching change. What a pro debut for Ben Hess this afternoon. The Yankees' number 4 prospect. 4 2/3 innings, 2 hits, 1 walk, 9 strikeouts. 47 of 64 pitches for strikes, and it'll be up to the Hudson Valley bullpen to keep his line scoreless on this Wednesday afternoon. Runner at second, 2 out in the 5th. Hudson Valley a 2-0 lead. Hess will fall and out shy of picking up his first pro win. Brooklyn trying to make sure this game tied going into the 6th. 2-0 Renegades here on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Introducing Traveler Whiskey from Buffalo Trace Distillery. Traveler's been tasted, selected, and perfected to be everything it should be. A premium whiskey that speaks for itself. Traveler's made to be enjoyed exactly how you like it. Neat, on the rocks, or in your favorite cocktail. Traveler Whiskey, easy to drink, hard not to love.
Times change, families grow, and plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Hudson Valley makes a call to the bullpen. Ben Hess falls an out shy of potentially qualifying for his first pro ball win. Sebastian Keane, the reliever, on to make sure that Hess's line stays as picture perfect as it is. 4 2/3, 2 hits, 1 walk, 9 strikeouts. Runner on second, 2 gone, Justin.
So Sebastian Keane, the new arm in, and pitching in relief, fires a strike to Jeffrey De Los Santos. And the count, no balls and one strike. Keane just changed his number from 9 to 17 literally this morning. That was the number he wore last year with Hudson Valley, making his second appearance of the season, the 0-1. And Keane misses the outside corner, a ball and a strike. Jeffrey struck out looking in his only plate appearance so far today. The right-hander Keane standing 6'3", 185 pounds, 23 years old from North Andover, Massachusetts. Yankees 18th round pick a couple of years ago out of Northeastern. The righty's 1-1, and Jeffrey gets it off the wrists of foul ball to the screen. It's 1-2. Keane pitched over the weekend against Jersey Shore. Did not allow a hit in an inning and 2/3, but did surrender a run. Walked a couple, struck out a couple at a 4.61 ERA with Hudson Valley last season. Trying to keep a scoreless line for Hess. 1-2, 1-2 the count. Here's the pitch. And a fastball up and away. That time at 92, 2-2. Keane also drafted by the Red Sox out of high school. Former top high school prospect in the state of Massachusetts. A set at the belt to look at second. The righty's 2-2. And Jeffrey laid on the fastball, strike 3 swinging. Blew him away with 92. And Sebastian Keane with a 10th strikeout this afternoon for Hudson Valley pitching as Brooklyn strands a runner in the 5th. For the Cyclones, no runs, no hits. One man left on a walk. At the end of 5, it's 2-0 Hudson Valley on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Your day in baseball starts with MLB Central.
Let's get it started.
Lead off your morning with in-depth breakdowns.
Perfect balance.
What?
Boom. Interviews with the players.
Get back to the fastball.
I know what that passion feels like.
And a little bit.
Keeping.
You behave properly.
Hey.
Of everything else.
Come on, Lawrence.
The window seats are.
The baseball day begins with MLB Central. Weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. Only on MLB Network.
If you're not watching this show, you're the problem.
Hi, this is Jay Speck, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on Cyclones Radio Network.
We go into the sixth inning here on Coney Island. Ben Simon out for his first full inning of relief. Brooklyn trailing Hudson Valley 2-0. Renegades trying to hand the Cyclones their first loss of the season. Brooklyn starting 4-0 for the first time since at least 2005. As far back as the minor league stat portal goes. Like a loose ball from up by the Brooklyn bullpen, creating a delay as Jackson Castillo to lead off the top of the sixth inning. Bottom of the 1 o'clock hour in the east on a sunny but chilly Wednesday afternoon. First pitch has popped up. Foul ground, third base side. Ditching the mask, Squero drifting into fair ground. He dropped it, and it's a fair ball since he touched it as it rolls into foul ground. And Castillo is aboard to start the sixth inning. The wind is still a factor here on Coney Island. Not quite as boisterous as it was last night. But Squero was camped underneath it in foul ground. The wind blowing out towards right field drifted it back into fair territory, and Suero trying to sort of dive and make the two-handed grab couldn't squeeze it. And we'll see how that one is scored here to start the sixth inning. Brings up Omar Martinez. First pitch to him is a fastball high and tight in the count 1-0. Still nothing up on the video board there. Tough to give Suero an error on that play, considering the wind. I'm not sure what else you can really give. Can't really give him a base hit on that play. The 1-0, and Martinez scalds it foul up the first baseline. It's even, one ball and one strike. And they will give Castillo a single on that play. About the 12-foot pop-up. The 1-1 to Martinez. Simon fires, and he misses down and away. It's two balls and one strike. Hudson Valley, two runs, seven hits, no errors. They have left three. Brooklyn, no runs, two hits, an error. They have left three as well. Infield shifted for the lefty batter to pull. Simon at the belt. Now comes home. And this is a ground ball foul up the first baseline. It remains 2-2. Simon no longer with his bullpen buddy from last year, Josh Hetchka. Like Hetchka, Simon, a math whiz, was an applied mathematics major during his time at Elon University, a great school down in North Carolina. And what Hetchka and Simon would do last year in the bullpen on days they weren't throwing is sort of come up with new analytics stats. The 2-2 pitch. Martinez, this one ticketed for the left center field gap over the head of everybody and one hop off the wall. On his way to third is Castillo. He'll get held up there as a good throw in from Serrano. Cut off behind the pitcher's mound by Mercado. Omar Martinez has a double, and the Renegades threatening here in the sixth, second and third, nobody out. Martinez with a loud double to left center field. That came off the bat at 101 miles an hour. And the Renegades a chance to create some significant separation here I guess over at third base, Hudson Valley, after watching two runners get thrown out at the dish already today, deciding to hold Castillo at third with nobody out. Tayuris Olivares, the third base coach. The manager, James Cooper, the first base coach. First toss here to Colmenares, popped up. Foul ground, third base side. Giving it a look is Roselli, but they'll run out of real estate. About seven or eight rows back into the seats. And the count 0-1. Colmenares, one for two today, has struck out and singled. And a chance to drive in a pair. Brooklyn brings the infield in here. Right side of the infield in about all the way. Left side of the infield about halfway. Simon from the stretch. And Colmenares chases the slider down and out of the zone. It's no balls and two strikes. But last year, Hedgecke and Simon were coming up with different stats. One of them that they did sort of talk about on social media was a stat relating to inherited runners. The 0-2 pitch in the dirt. Good block by Suero. Doesn't get far enough away for anyone to advance. Remains 1-2. Talking about how, you know, sometimes a pitcher can leave the game with the bases loaded. New arm comes in, gives up three runs, but all the runs are going to be charged to the pitcher prior. Talking about the effectiveness of pitchers coming in and stranding men on base. Stats don't necessarily show it. The 1-2. Inside, and it grabbed a piece of the batter, Colmenares, and the bases are loaded. Had him 0-2, but a pitch in the dirt, and then a fastball that ran too far inside, caught a piece of that gray jersey top for Colmenares, and the Cyclones in a tough pickle here. Bases loaded, nobody out for Josh Moylan.
There is a right-hander getting loose for Brooklyn down the right field line. Tricky spot here for Ben, who came on in the fifth and looked great, sat down the only three batters that he faced in the top of the fifth inning. But a very different narrative here in the sixth. A single, a double, and now a hit by pitch to load the bases.
So now it's Josh Moylan. Anthony Nunez has started to throw in the Cyclones' right field bullpen. Nunez made his Cyclones debut, closing out the shutout on Sunday. So bases loaded, nobody out. Corners in, middle infield back. And the first pitch to Moylan chopped off the plate. And the count, no balls and one strike. Series continues tomorrow, 6:40 tomorrow night. Noah Hall, the Cyclones opening day starter against Josh Gross. The 0-1 from Simon. And Moylan, another number in the box. Caught a piece of him, and it's no balls and two strikes. It was interesting that Hedgecke traded this offseason, really during the very beginning of spring training, was traded from the Mets to the Phillies and a cash deal. And then the Mets acquired Troy Schreffler Jr., who's standing in left field, from the Phillies, also in a cash deal. This is a ground ball to first, picked up by Mercado, throw to the plate, get the force there, and Suero going to hold on to it. Didn't want to risk making an errant throw up the first base line, did Suero. Moylan was hustling out of the box, so the Cyclones get the lead runner at the dish, a 3-2 fielder's choice, and the bases remain loaded with one out.
And that continues what's been a pretty nice day defensively for a Starling Mercado at first base.
So the bases remain loaded now for Antonio Gomez, a strikeout and a single to center this afternoon. Gomez, a former top prospect in the Yankees organization, ranked as high as number 19 by MLB Pipeline in 2022. But this time last year with Tommy John surgery. And the first pitch to Gomez, a roller up the third base line and the count 0-1. Gomez considered to have a 70-grade arm behind the plate. That's why the Cyclones haven't tested him a whole lot. He's had a lot of arm issues in his career, limited to 14 games in 2019 with tricep soreness, underwent surgery on his non-throwing arm following that season. As Gomez takes outside a breaking ball 1-1, and then, of course, missing time last year because of Tommy John surgery, did not join the Renegades active roster till the 26th of June. Bases loaded, one out, 2-0 Hudson Valley in the sixth, the 1-1, and Gomez a high fly ball, deep left field, and Schreffler is going to turn into a spectator. Antonio Gomez, an emphatic grand slam deep into the Brooklyn skyline, and Brooklyn has watched this lead balloon. It's now 6-0 Hudson Valley in the sixth. Gomez, his second home run of the season, RBIs 3-4. 5-6, and the Renegades have broken open. It's a 6-0 lead.
Oh, that was a curveball in on the hands, and Gomez just turned on it. Great piece of hitting it, and that was a bomb.
106.6 off the bat. 391 feet to left field. And Antonio Gomez with a grand slam. And Hudson Valley has some significant breathing room here in the sixth as Brenny Ascanio, who was the last Renegade to homer today, now batting from the left-hand side, takes high for ball one. Well, the odds of Brooklyn going 132-0 were not great as Ascanio takes a strike. It's 1-1. And Hudson Valley trying to snuff out that idea here on this Wednesday afternoon. Maybe 131-1, but still plenty of baseball left to play today. As Ascanio laid on the heater, it's 1-2. Well, the Renegades pitching staff this afternoon has kept this red-hot Cyclones lineup at bay. Just two hits through five innings. Bases empty, one out, four runs in. 1-2 from Simon. On the outside corner, strike three called. Got him on the changeup. And Ascanio down looking. Simon with his first strikeout today. And two out now in the inning for Anthony Hall. So here is Hall with the bases empty and two out. The righty from the belt now comes home, and Hall taps it off the plate. It's 0-1. Hall didn't get a chance to face off against his college teammate R.J. Gordon last night. Hall, former fourth-round pick of the Yankees out of Oregon a couple of years ago. Hall dealt with injury last year, was limited to only 48 games with Hudson Valley. As this one hit in the air down the right field line, that one hooking. Is it foul? Yes, it is. Just a hair foul along the warning track. Would have been extra bases for Hall in the count 0-2. But a couple of home runs, one in the fifth, one in the sixth. And Hudson Valley has ballooned their 1-0 lead to 6-0. Here on this Wednesday afternoon. Looking ahead to the bottom of the sixth inning. Brooklyn will have the top of their lineup due up. The windup, the 0-2. Swing and a miss struck him out. So Simon, after allowing the grand slam, strikes out back-to-back hitters to end the inning. But unfortunately for Brooklyn, the damage done. For the Renegades, four runs, three hits, nobody left at the end of five and a half. It's 6-0 Hudson Valley on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Come join us on Coney Island for Pride Night 2025 on Friday, June 13th. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a Cyclone Skyline cap. Make sure you also take advantage of our limited edition Brooklyn Pride baseball jersey package. It includes a field box ticket and your jersey for just $28.50. For $35, you get our Fri-Yay drinks package as well. All the Pride Night giveaways in addition to two beers, seltzers, or soft drinks. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We understand that travel sometimes means dealing with obstacles. Our job is to make sure you keep moving forward, no matter what. That's why we offer our Fairfield 100% guarantee, so you can always perform your best.
Stay amazing. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott.
Sebastian Keene back to work as we head to the sixth inning. Home half of the sixth, that is. Hudson Valley, a 6-0 lead. Antonio Gomez breaking things open in the top of the frame with a grand slam. Boston Barrow in the top of Brooklyn's lineup, due up. Barrow, Reimer, Serrano. As the Cyclones try and start chipping away at this deficit. Alongside Johnny Gadamowitz, I'm Justin Rock. Glad to have you with us on this Wednesday. Barrow 0 for 2 today, has popped up in the infield and grounded out to second. And the first pitch to Barrow dribbled foul up the first baseline. And the count, no balls and one strike. This is the only game going on in the South Atlantic League right now. Everything else will start at 6:30 or later tonight. The 0-1 from Keene. And Barrow, a high fly ball to right, chasing Hall back to the warning track at the wall, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out of here. Boston Barrow with his first Cyclones home run, and it goes all the way out to right field. Boston Barrow breaks up the shutout, and the Cyclones are on the board at 6-1.
Another home run to right field here at Maimonides Park this week alone. We saw Eli Serrano do it a couple of days ago, and now Boston Barrow.
Boston Barrow able to turn around that pitch inside and smack it out of the ballpark beyond the right field fence, and that was all Barrow. There is no wind right now blowing out in that direction as Reimer rolls it up along the first base side, picked up to his right by Moylan, and an overhand throw to Keene covering the bag for the out. So it's not like that was wind-aided at all. That was just brute strength from Boston Barrow. And that's been one thing you heard scouts talk about with Barrow, is has incredible bat-to-ball skills, incredible ability to send the ball into the gaps. But it's about the 20-year-old putting on some more muscle to add some extra pop to his game. And you just saw an example of it there. Homered off Alex Clemmy to the opposite field in the spring breakout game back in March. And now pulling one out to right field. Put this in perspective, as here is Eli Serrano, the other lefty batter to homer to right this season. Takes a backdoor breaking ball for a strike. It's 0-1. So fitting that Serrano at the plate when we're talking about this. Last year, Brooklyn Cyclones left-handed batters hit 6 home runs in this ballpark. 6 total. The 0-1. Serrano rips this one into right center field. Another base hit. Fourth straight multi-hit game for Eli Serrano the third. And the Cyclones have one on and one out in the sixth inning. But 6 home runs last year, all season, by Cyclones left-handed batters in this ballpark. It is April the 9th, and Cyclones left-handed batters have already hit 3. 2 for Serrano, 1 from Barrow, and they've all been to the right field side of the batter's eye in straightaway center. Now Chris Suero, and he takes a strike at the knees in the count 0-1. I don't know if they got one of those pink super bounce balls inside the baseball this season, but it's been jumping here on Coney Island. Throw over to first, and Serrano the third dives back. Well, Boston Barrow putting a charge into one. And opening the eyes of Cyclone fans and Met fans all across the tri-state area. Another throw back to the bag, and Serrano just able to get back this time. Good move there from Sebastian Keene. One on, one out. Brooklyn a run in. It's 6-1 Hudson Valley here in the sixth. Righty at the belt, runner goes. The pitch swung on and missed. Throw down to second by Gomez. The tag not in time. So Eli Serrano with his second stolen base of the game. But the count now 0-2 on Suero with one out. So the Cyclones another runner in scoring position. Suero 0-2 today. Keene set with a minor cross step towards third. And a pitch clock violation on Keene, going to make the count 1-2. We've seen a plethora of pitch clock violations so far today. Suero trying to extend that four-game hitting streak to start the season. Time called and home plate by Suero. Ahead of the 1-2 pitch. Number 20 prospect by Baseball America, number 22 by MLB Pipeline. A shift for Suero to pull. Now the pitch. And Suero fouls the breaking ball back. And it's 1-2 on Suero. Looking across the South Atlantic League today, Winston-Salem and Greensboro at 6:30 tonight. Hung Leng Chang for Greensboro. Seth Keener getting the ball for Winston-Salem as Suero chases the breaking ball for strike three. Had some great break on it down and out of the zone. A slider there from Keene strikes out Suero. And two out now in the sixth inning for Nick Roselli. He's fly to left and struck out today. Aberdeen and Jersey Shore tonight. Ryan Gibson against Micah Odenbright. Greenville will be in Asheville this evening as Roselli gets it off the hands out of play 0-1. No listed starter yet for the drive. Brett Gillis will go for the tourists tonight. Mikey Tepper for Wilmington. Josh Trentadue for the Hub City Spartanburgers. 6:35 tonight in Wilmington, and Bowling Green hosting Rome at 7:35. As Roselli takes a strike at the knees 0-2. Mets playing right now as well over at Citi Field. Trying to sweep the series from the Marlins. That game scoreless bottom two. Tylor McGill against Max Meyer. Runner at second. Two out. One in for Brooklyn in the sixth. The 0-2 pitch. This hit on the ground right side. Staying down on it is Moylan. He'll take it to the bag himself and get the out to end the inning. But Brooklyn breaks up the shutout as Boston Barrow pulls a home run beyond the right field fence. One run, two hits, one left after six. 6-1 Hudson Valley on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, yo, lady. Oh. I may be all beef, but I don't want no beef.
Of course not.
Yeah, well, your beans are touching my bun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all right. Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Is that a New York accent?
Actually, it's Kansas.
Oh.
No, of course it's New York.
Oh.
You ever been?
Yeah, I went to Times Square.
Yeah, I used to sell fake handbags in Times Square.
Okay, I'm talking to a hot dog.
Nathan's Famous, made with 100% beef, or a real bite of New York.
Maimonides Park is the place to be every Friday night. Come take part in our outstanding Fri-yay ticket deal. Every Friday home game, you can get two drinks included with the purchase of your game ticket for just $25. A special Fri-yay ticket is required. Offer is also valid for groups and will include a Cyclones cap. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jacob Reimer, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Call to the bullpen for the Cyclones as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The right-hander Dylan Ross coming on in relief of Ben Simon, who started extremely well but just did not have a great finish to his afternoon. Gave up the grand slam to Gomez in the sixth inning. That's the difference in this contest right now as Dylan Ross takes over. Final line for Simon, four runs, three hits. No walks, two Ks, and two innings of work. Ross, who made his Cyclones debut to close out the 15-1 win on Saturday on to try and keep this a five-run game here in the seventh, Johnny.
Okay, Justin, thanks so much. Yeah, the score is Hudson Valley 6 and Brooklyn 1. This is uncharted territory a little bit for Brooklyn, as Ross's first pitch of the seventh is a sharp line drive to left center field for a base hit. Knocked down in center by Serrano, who quickly relays it in to make sure that it's nothing further than a leadoff single for Kobe Morales. And these Renegades just keep on hitting after a four spot in the top of the sixth. They are off and running here in the seventh with a leadoff single. George Lombard Jr. next. He's working on a 1-for-3 day. Dylan Ross on relief. He becomes the third Brooklyn arm of the afternoon. Jonathan Santucci started this ball game for the Cyclones. First pitch up coming to Lombard. And he takes outside 1-0. Not a bad start by Santucci whatsoever. Went four innings and gave up 6 hits, 2 runs, 5 strikeouts, did not walk anybody. 1-0 the count on Lombard. Ross, the right-hander, set at the belt, and he deals. And it misses down and away, 2 balls and no strikes to the Hudson Valley shortstop. Brooklyn offensively tonight, just not a ton to write home about. The Boston Barrow solo shot in the bottom half of the 6th put Brooklyn on the board. Their only run of the day so far. Renegades on the flip side. 6 runs on 10 hits. 2-0. We fooled Lombard there. The breaking ball in the dirt. And it is 2 balls and 1 strike. You mentioned earlier, Justin, Mets in action right now. Day game at Citi Field. Closing up shop against the Marlins. Feels like the Mets have seen a steady dose of the Marlins here early. And to be fair, they have. 2-1. Runner breaks. Pitch is low for ball 3 and no throw down. Bobbled initially by Suero, so a swipe bag by Morales and another runner in scoring position for Hudson Valley, still with nobody out. But yeah, the Mets, of course, were down at Lone Depot Park once already, and now this their second series against Miami. Scoreless top 3 with Tylor McGill on the bump today for the Mets. 3-1 the count on Lombard Jr. Righty batter digs in with Morales in scoring position. Smith holding him on at second base. The righty Ross ready to deal. His 3-1 home is sliced foul out toward the parking lot, and it's 3-2. Ross, the right-hander, will have a quick chat with Chris Suero before the payoff pitch upcoming. This Brooklyn bullpen has been outstanding so far. We told you about the 30-5 strikeout to walk ratio, the sub-2 ERA. Some of those numbers will be skewed for the worse after today with the Renegades grand slam from the previous inning. But at the same token, still some impressive stuff from the Brooklyn bullpen. Did see Dylan Ross back on Saturday. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball and a shortstop. Scooped up by Barrow. He has it and throws over to first. Throw wide of the bag. Suero, or rather Mercado, missed the tag. Mercado thought he tagged him. I thought Mercado tagged him too. But the base umpire in Michael Cross says that tag was not applied. So Lombard Jr. is aboard. And you credit Mercado for doing everything he can to try to get glove to body on George Lombard Jr. But the base umpire saying otherwise. So it is 2-1 with nobody out now for Jackson Castillo. Does go down as an E6 against Barrow. As Ross now ready to deal to Castillo.
We'll either have a balk or a pitch clock violation, and the home plate umpire can overrule.
Conflicting calls. Yeah, we'll see which one holds true. It is the home plate umpire who overrules, yes. So that pitch clock violation, and it is ball one. Morales on second, Lombard on first, and a 6-1 Renegade lead. Hudson Valley looking for more here, top 7. Here comes a 1-0 home from Ross. He deals, and that misses in the dirt. Suero keeps it in front of him, and the count 2-0.
Looking back at the replay, that was a missed call by Mr. Cross. That was a plain tag across the waist of Lombard Jr., but those things can happen sometimes, especially when you have two umpires and Cross making the call from the third base side behind the pitcher's mound.
Not necessarily having the benefit of being right there to make the call as a 2-0 pours in for a strike, and it's 2-1.
I've been always been a big proponent. I think there should be three umpires at every level of minor league baseball. Have three umpires for every college baseball game, at least that I've seen.
And we've run into those instances over the years. 2-1, inside, three balls and a strike, where you've got an ump who is in a position to have to make a call that he is not really necessarily camping out from the best vantage point possible to make said call. And it does lead to things like that.
Well, that and the fact of the matter that is, you know, once these umpires move up to AA, they're going to be working with three umpires, so that's not a call they're going to have to make as they move up the ladder.
3-1 outside for ball four, and that'll load the bases. Yeah, you like to keep everything the same and replicate the identical ball games as much as possible in as many regards as you possibly can. And you're right, Justin, that's something that does change and is not kept consistent throughout the levels and does lead to instances like we saw there. So anyway, the walk allowed to Castillo. That's his second time aboard today. And Ross struggling here to get through this top half of the seventh. Still nobody out in the inning. And Omar Martinez up to bat. He swings and misses at a first pitch fastball down and in. And the count nothing and one. Martinez already a multi-hit performance. Singled in the first, doubled and later came home to score in the sixth. The Antonio Gomez Grand Slam broke this game open in the sixth. Nothing and one pitch. And Martinez takes a strike. It is nothing and two. Ross ready to deal an 0-2 pitch as all three runners take their leads. Nobody out still. 0-2 is nubbed foul. Or beg your pardon. Swing and a miss. Drop third strike, but the base is juiced. So doesn't matter. And Martinez down on strikes for the second time today. And its base is loaded still with now one gone for Jose Colmenares. Brooklyn's 4-0 start in jeopardy. Down by five here in the top of the seventh. Plenty of work to do. Bottom seven, they will send 6-7-8 up to bat. As the first pitch misses inside to Jose Colmenares. 4-1. Ross, the big right-hander, 6'5", 250. He goes four-seam, curve, slider, and splitter. 13th round pick back in the summer of 2022 is 1-0. Misses outside, 2 balls, and no strikes. Last year for Ross, spent pretty much exclusively at St. Lucie, except he didn't pitch very much. Started the year on the 60-day injured list and did make one appearance in the tail end of the year in September. This one served on the ground foul, and it is 2-1. So because of those lack of innings, only the one game, what does he do? He goes and pitches in the Arizona Fall League, as so many who missed those serious reps and serious time end up doing. 2-1. Inside, 3-1 now to the righty swinging batter in Colmenares. Numbers for Ross in the Fall League, though, were not great. And again, a small sample size, only 5 2/3 innings, but did allow 11 earned runs over those 5 innings and change. Here comes a 3-1 home, and that's high, ball 4. So a bases loaded walk as Hudson Valley does plate another. Kobe Morales home to score from third. It is a 7-1 Renegades lead. And for the first time this season, an opposing team has seemingly figured out the Brooklyn bullpen.
One of those things in baseball, we talked about it yesterday. It's the sport where you play the most during the course of a week, 6 out of 7 days in the minor leagues. So not every day is going to be crystal clear and perfect in every facet of the game. And so far this afternoon, it's been just one of those afternoons for the Cyclones where things haven't gone quite as well for the pitching staff. But a chance for Ross here to settle down as Jordan Krause out to have a talk and try and find a way to finagle a ground ball and get out of this inning.
Batter is Josh Moylan. Hudson Valley leads it now 7-1, and they are threatening for more with the bases loaded. see what Ross can do here with Lombard on third, Castillo behind him on second, and Colmenar is the latest to join the party. He occupies first after the bases loaded walk. Righty Ross ready to deal, and his first pitch fastball up and away. It's 1-0 to Josh Moylan. Moylan, the Renegades first baseman this afternoon, in the sixth spot in the batting order. Spent all of last year with Hudson Valley and does have a college teammate on this Hudson Valley roster as well. 1-0 upcoming from Ross. Belt set. Here it comes. And inside, two balls and no strikes. Yeah, Josh Gross, a member of this Hudson Valley rotation. College teammates with Josh Moylan. Pair of Joshes who both played their college ball as East Carolina Pirates. Reunited now in the Yankee farm system. 2-0 is a strike from the right-hander Ross as we hit the top of the 2 o'clock hour here on the East Coast. And the count, two balls and one strike. One strike to Josh Moylan. Moylan coming off a 1-for-3 day yesterday. Did walk once as well. 2-1. Slapped on the ground to first. Mercado collects it, throws to second for one. Barrows return in time. Double play. Inning over. So a nice job defensively as Brooklyn turns the double play to end the inning, and the Cyclones get out of a tough spot. What could have been a heck of a lot worse, the only run, the bases loaded walk. All right, we've hit stretch time in Brooklyn. We'll step aside here on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. App chosen at random. You can also maximize your experience through our special Cyclones Harry Potter jersey package for $35. Get your tickets now for this magical night at the ballpark at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Caught to the bullpen for Hudson Valley. New arm in the game. The right-hander Matt Keating taking over for Tyrone Yuley. Keating standing at 6'1", 215 pounds, 24 years old from Omaha, Nebraska. Former ninth-round pick out of USC is Keating. Unofficial line for Yuley, still responsible for all three men on base. Two-thirds of an inning, a run on two hits, two walks, a strikeout. 28 pitches, just 15 strikes. Bases loaded for Keating coming into this ballgame, facing off against one of the hottest hitters in the entire Mets organization, and Eli Serrano, the third, already two hits tonight.
Yeah, huge spot. Bases loaded with two gone. New pitcher in the ballgame in Matt Keating, and the always dangerous and red-hot Eli Serrano, the third, up to bat with the bases juiced. I think they just called a pitch clock violation against Serrano for not being in the box ready to go. So that doesn't do him any favors. It's already nothing in one. Keating deals his first pitch. It's an 0-1 offering. And it's a breaking ball that stays high, 1-1. Serrano looked like he was saying, what the heck, I was in, ready to go. Home plate umpire said, and pointed out to the pitch clock in center field. So that has been something that both has plagued Brooklyn and Hudson Valley on numerous occasions. 1-1 upcoming to Serrano as Keating deals. And it's sliced foul, third base way out towards Surf Avenue. And it's 1-2. Keating has that real interesting delivery. So much so that he sort of squares himself towards the left field foul pole when he comes set, as far as where that front foot is pointed. Angling towards left, and then deals home. Pitch inside, almost clips Serrano, but it did not. Catcher Gomez did not see that the baseball was right in front of him, was looking around for it. Of course, he's on high alert with the bases juiced. Brooklyn, though, certainly does not want to run themselves into an out. Still down by five with the tying run in the on-deck circle. Two and two, two gone, bases loaded. Righty arm Keating to the lefty, bats Serrano, and the pitch. Serrano just grabs a piece to stay alive. And we will do it again at 2-2. Reminder fans, we're back at it tomorrow. Night game, 6:40, first pitch. Noah Hall expected to take the ball for the Cyclones as we go through the rotation for the second time now. First full turn concluding today, 2-2. Serrano takes strike three. It was a curveball in the middle of the zone that froze Eli to retire the side. So Brooklyn does get one, but they leave the bases loaded. One run on two hits, no errors, and three men left. Let's go to the eighth, 7-2 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Times change, families grow, and plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way. By being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Anthony Nunez, the new arm in the game for the Cyclones as we go top eight. This one has been all Hudson Valley, 7-2. Brooklyn was just threatening with the bases loaded in the bottom of the seventh. They did score one, but nothing more. And now Nunez on as the Renegades try to pad to their 7-2 lead as we go to the eighth, Justin.
Nunez trying to keep this a five-run game here in the eighth inning. Cyclones had a chance to chip a little bit further into this deficit, but Matt Keating able to come out of the bullpen and stem the tide. So to the eighth we go. Gomez, Ascanio, and Hall. The bottom third of this lineup has been mighty impactful for Hudson Valley today. Ascanio and Gomez have brought in five of Hudson Valley's six runs. Ascanio scoring the sixth of those back in the third inning. And he takes a called strike, does Antonio Gomez. Although it's not Antonio Gomez, a pinch hitter coming up to the plate. It's Thomas Frick who has taken over as the catcher. First pitch is strike, second one in there from Nunez, and the count no balls and two strikes. Nunez, the right-hander, standing at 6'1", 230, 23 years old from Miami Springs, Florida. One of the more interesting cases on this Cyclones roster as Frick fouls it back. It's 0-2. We talked about it a bit on Sunday. Promise I can get the words out. Nunez from the stretch, and this one slips over the head of the batter, Frick. Thankfully for Brooklyn, it misses the batter. And the count, one ball and two strikes. Nunez threw a perfect inning of relief on Sunday, struck out the side in order to close out the 4-0 win. The 1-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. Four batters, four strikeouts to start the season for Nunez. And Frick down swinging for the first out of the eighth inning. But Nunez, we talked about it a bit on Sunday, originally drafted out of high school by the Padres in 2019, was released by San Diego in August of 2021, reached as high as single-A Lake Elsinore, but he was a position player during his time with the Padres, played third base and first base, the hot corner, the pitch on the outside. Blackett's 0-1 on Ascanio, a double, a home run, and a strikeout looking today for him. But after Nunez was released, he ended up going to college and played collegiate baseball. And yes, you can do that. Go from pro ball to playing college ball. There is a little known rule there. As Ascanio takes outside, it's 1-1. You can go play D2, D3, or NAIA ball. They just take 1 year off for every year you played in professional baseball. The 2-1, up and away. It's 3 balls and a strike. And so Nunez went to the University of Tampa, the school he was committed to prior to signing his first pro contract with San Diego, was a two-way player for the Spartans, won a D2 national championship. And after the college season last June, the Mets signed him as a pitcher. As Nunez misses high, now it's 3 balls and 1 strike. The scoreboard in left center field was a tad bit out in front. So 3-1 on Ascanio. As Nunez trying to avoid allowing his first base runner of the season. 3-1 pitch, and Ascanio fouls it back and the count full. We talked about it on Sunday. There's only one other player I know of in minor league baseball that has had a similar trajectory like Nunez, taking advantage of that little known rule. And ironically enough, he's a pitcher in the Yankees organization right now. The Mets and Yankees playing against one another in South Atlantic League ball today. The 2-2 from Nunez. Breaking ball drops in there. Strike three called. Make it 5 batters. 5 strikeouts for Nunez this season. 2 out in the 8th inning. But that player is Javian Sandridge. Was originally drafted. He was a pitcher drafted by the Orioles. Got cut during the pandemic. Was signed by the Reds after, I believe, a couple of years at Lynn University down in the Sunshine State as well. So here is Anthony Hall 0-for-3. First pitch swinging, fouls it out to the left. Will be ticketed for the third base seats. And the count 0-1. Sandridge currently on AAA Scranton-Wilkes-Barre 60-day IL. But, yeah, Sandridge played 2 years in the Orioles organization, then spent 1 year at Lynn University. And then was signed as a free agent by the Reds and now in the Yankees farm system. As Hall out in front. And the count, no balls and 2 strikes. But Nunez has proven to be quite the find for the Mets scouting department over the course of the last 8-9 months. The pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him on the off speed, darting down and out of the zone. Anthony Nunez has faced 6 batters this season. He struck them all out. We head to the bottom of the 8th, 7-2 Hudson Valley on Valley Sports Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sunday brunch with the side of baseball. Every Sunday Cyclones home game during the year. Come enjoy the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with unobstructed views of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island amusements, Lower Manhattan, and so much more while also enjoying that Sunday brunch package. 2 hours of service starting at 1:30 p.m. for a 2 o'clock game. Menu items include, but are not limited to, unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, beer, seltzers, coffee, breakfast spreads, and a chef's table brunch selection. Tickets are $63 with a $48 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hudson Valley as we move to the home 8. 7-2 Renegades trying to hand the Cyclones their first loss of the season. Hudson Valley, 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They have left 5. Brooklyn, 2 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. They have stranded 7. Suero will lead things off for Selle and Smith to follow against Matt Keating here in the 8th inning. Keating able to get out of a bases-loaded jam in the 7th. Thomas Frick, who pinch hit for Antonio Gomez in the top of the inning, taking over behind the plate with Keating out for his first full inning of relief. Keating will get a chance to square off against his old USC Trojan teammate, DeAndre Smith, due up 3rd here in the inning. So Keating getting ready to start the 8th, working from the first base side. Crossed up all the way to the third base side edge of the rubber. And his first pitch to Suero, a fastball that runs high, 1-0. Mets and Marlins, the only other game in the organization going on right now. Mets trying to sweep the Marlins, make it 7 consecutive victories. But the Mets right now trailing Miami 2-0. As Suero takes a strike at the knees, it's 1-1. Suero thought that pitch was low. It looked like it caught the lower half of the zone, 1-1. Mets still without a base hit today. Max Meyer, 4 shutout, no-hit innings. He's walked a couple, faced just 2 over the minimum. Suero takes up and in, 2 balls and a strike. Tylor McGill, 2 unearned runs in the ballgame. Is limited to just 4-plus innings. Max Kranick now on for the Mets. Still looking for their first hit of the ballgame. The righties 2-1. That one up over the head of Suero, able to duck out of the way with that glossy blue helmet. And it's 3 balls and a strike. Everything else in the organization will start at 3 o'clock or later today. Binghamton playing a doubleheader because they were postponed yesterday due to the cold weather up there. As Suero hits one in the air, deep left center field. Back into his right goes Castillo. We'll play it off the second level of advertisements. Suero on his way to second, and he'll stop there with a leadoff double. 5-game hit streak for the Bronx native to start the 2025 season. And Brooklyn has the leadoff man on, trying to come back from 5 down. So Suero picking up the double, coming off the bat at 99 miles an hour. Already his 6th extra base hit of the season out of the 8 knocks he's had. He has been a machine in that category this year. Now Nick Roselli, 0 for 3, grounded out to first in his last at-bat. Lefty against the righty, and the first pitch taken upstairs. 1-0.
And good to see Chris waste that double as well. Was previously 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. So even on a day like that where you're down 5 and it's been a frustrating day, finding the positives to hang your hat on.
Third baseman Ascanio playing even with the bag and off the line as Roselli, a sharp ground ball to short. Racing back to the bag, Suero, fielded by Lombard. And he'll make the play on a first for the opening out of the 8th inning. Roselli hit it well just right at the shortstop. So 1-on, 1-out for DeAndre Smith. Binghamton playing a doubleheader. Jonathan Pintaro will get the ball for the Rumble Ponies in Game 1. Jonah Tong will start for the Ponies in Game 2. Binghamton taking on Hartford, the Rockies affiliate. Single A St. Lucie is 6:30 scheduled start today on the road in Lakeland. Tigers affiliate. Smith a line drive right center field over to his right. Hall to make the catch. Suero scampers back to second. So Smith hits it hard against his old Trojan teammate, but an added ball to the right fielder. And 1-on, 2-out now in the 8th inning for Starling Mercado. 0-for-2 with a walk. And St. Lucie and Lakeland at 6:30 tonight at Publix Field at Joker Marchant Stadium. And then AAA Syracuse in Lehigh Valley tonight at 6:45. The 1-0. And Marcano, a ground ball, first base side. Softly hit, coming on the first baseman, Moylan fields and takes it to the bag himself to end the inning. So Brooklyn gets a leadoff double, but can't do anything with it. We head to the 9th. It's Hudson Valley 7 and Brooklyn 2 on Valley Sports Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Introducing Traveler Whiskey from Buffalo Trace Distillery. Traveler's been tasted, selected, and perfected to be everything it should be. A premium whiskey that speaks for itself. Traveler's made to be enjoyed exactly how you like it. Neat, on the rocks, or in your favorite cocktail. Traveler Whiskey, easy to drink, hard not to love.
Times change, families grow, and plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Anthony Nunez coming back out for the 9th inning. 7-2, Hudson Valley in front. for the first time this season, we will play a bottom of the ninth inning. Yeah, still haven't had that frame for the Cyclones this year. They've won their first four home games. Never had a reason to play the bottom half of the ninth. They'll need to do so today if they want to walk out of here victorious. Top of the lineup, two up for the Renegades, Morales, Lombard Jr., Castillo, alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock, so glad to have you with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Minor League Baseball's free game of the day. Series continues here tomorrow, 6:40 first pitch, 6:25 with the pregame show. Noah Hall against Josh Gross tomorrow evening. Kobe Morales, 1-for-3 with a base hit, came on after Jace Avina was ejected in the top of the first. And Morales, the lefty batter, takes inside for ball one. Righty fires. Morales takes outside 2-0. Nunez faced six batters this season, has struck them all out. Struck out the side in order back in the eighth. The righty sets now the pitch, and Morales gets the green light and fouls it back. Two balls and one strike. This date in Cyclones history, there isn't a ton this time of year. You have to remember, prior to 2021, the Cyclone season didn't start until about 2 weeks into the month of June. The 2-1, swing and a miss. High off speed at 89, it's two balls and two strikes. But there is some Brooklyn baseball history on this date, and you have to go back over a century ago. As a matter of fact, 112 years ago today was the first game ever played at Ebbets Field here in Brooklyn, as the pitch, the old 55-footer to Morales, choked that breaking pitch. It's full three balls and two strikes. Talk about how the game has changed over the years. Of course, 1913, there was no television broadcast. There was no internet radio broadcast. The payoff pitch in the dirt, ball four. So Nunez allows his first base runner of the season as Morales able to work a leadoff walk here in the ninth. So one on, nobody out for George Lombard Jr. Game started at 3:20 in the afternoon and lasted an hour and 30 minutes. I can safely say I don't remember a time I've called a 90-minute baseball game before. But it was a 1-0 win for the Philadelphia Phillies that day in Brooklyn. And the starting center fielder, the first Brooklyn Dodger batter at Ebbets Field, is a guy who has his number retired at Citi Field and in this ballpark as well, as Lombard takes low 1-0. He's 1-for-4, a single. Reached on an error his last time. That was Casey Stengel. Led off for the Brooklyn Dodgers that day, playing center field in 1913. Went 0-for-4 in that contest. Of course, would go on to become the original manager of the New York Mets. And unless my memory is going haywire on me, he's the only person to have his number retired by both the Mets and Yankees. Runner goes, pitch in the dirt, throw down by Suero, late, not in time. So 2-0 on Lombard Jr. as Morales steals second base. And the Renegades have a man in scoring position with nobody out.
What I want to know is how the heck they played a 90-minute, what were they using, a 10-second pitch clock?
Different era. I mean, that's the thing that I always laughed about when people complained about the pitch clock being added. And talking to my dad, I'm sure the same thing talking with your dad as well, Johnny, is back in the day, the 60s, 70s, 80s, guys got the ball back from the catcher on the mound and just gripped it and ripped it. There was no dawdling, wandering around the mound after each pitch. Is that in the dirt? It's 3-0 now on Lombard. And so, yes, there was no pitch clock, but game was played with a little bit more pace than it had been in recent years. You couple that with the fact that there was no set time breaks in between innings. It was just however many pitches. All right, we're ready to go. There was no worrying about coming back from commercial breaks. Just a different era of baseball. 3-0. There's a fastball strike at 92. It's 3-1.
A simpler time, we'll call it.
Less things you had to worry about. You fast forward all the way back to last year, Cyclones history, the 3-1. Fastball waved and missed. Another fastball from Nunez in the count full. And last year, the Cyclones played their home opener on this date, beating Asheville 3-0. Ryan Clifford was the first Cyclone to homer at home last year at a solo shot to the left of dead center in the eighth inning. Brandon Sproat, Jordani Ventura, Justin Lawson combined on a five-hit shutout that day. Swing and a miss. Got him. Seven outs this season for Nunez. All of them strikeouts. This time on the breaking ball darting out of the zone. And there's a man at second and one out here in the ninth inning. Got him on the cut fastball that time. And now one on, one out for Jackson Castillo. This has been some impressive strikeout stuff from Nunez to start his Cyclones career. 12 strikeouts today for Brooklyn pitching. 13 on the other hand for Hudson Valley as Castillo takes down and in for ball one. Castillo, 1-for-3, has singled and walked today. And that was the worst start of the season last year for Sproat. Walked five, struggled in his debut. It was his pro debut on this date last year. So Sproat and Santucci both debuting on the same day here on Coney Island. As Nunez misses high 2-0. And as a matter of fact, Nunez wearing the same number 25 that Brandon Sproat wore on Coney Island a season ago. Sproat now up at AAA with Syracuse. Justin Lawson at AA in Binghamton, the 2-0. Fouled off the mask of the catcher, Suero, but he's all right. Two balls and one strike. And then there's Jordani Ventura. He's at AA, but he's in the Yankees organization now, playing in AA Somerset. Signed with the Yankees as a minor league free agent this offseason. Shortstop Barrow shaded behind the runner at second. 2-1 the count on Castillo. 7-2 Hudson Valley in the ninth. A wave and a miss. Good changeup with downward bite. And it's two balls and two strikes. Omar Martinez waiting on deck. Brooklyn in the bottom of the ninth inning. Scheduled to have 8-9-1 due up. Morales takes his lead off second. Right arm dangling at Nunez's side as he gets the sign from Suero. A spin and a look of the runner back to second there from Nunez. Chilly afternoon here in Brooklyn. Temperature is up to 46 now today. Real feel more accurate at 46 as well. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball down and in. Checked his swing. Did not go. And it's full three balls and two strikes. Brooklyn does have another arm up in their bullpen. Arrighty up and throwing. Good news for the Cyclones bullpen. Ryan Ammons, who started the season on the IL, throwing a live BP session pregame today. The payoff pitch. At the knees. Strike three called. The changeup from Nunez. I keep saying it because it keeps happening. Eight outs this season for Nunez. All eight have been strikeouts. And two out in the ninth inning for Omar Martinez. Incredible stuff to start the season for Nunez. Now Omar Martinez, a single and a double. He's also struck out twice, 2-for-4. First pitch to him. Backdoor slider for a strike, 0-1. Fittingly enough, both the Mets and the Yankees playing this afternoon. Yankees still scoreless on the road in Detroit in the sixth. The 0-1. Off the outside edge, a ball and a strike. Tried the changeup that time. That's been one of the best pitches we've seen from Nunez. Even with the fact that the changeup, really only about 5 to 6 miles per hour difference between the fastball, just almost no rotation on that change. Less than 800 RPMs on the last one. This is a slider that misses low. It's two balls and a strike on Martinez. No action in the Hudson Valley bullpen. So I have to imagine Keating will come back out for the ninth. Righty's 2-1. On the outer half, it's two balls and two strikes. Caught fastball that time from Nunez. Jose Colmenares waiting on deck. Hudson Valley. One in the third, one in the fifth. But the big number, the crooked number, four in the sixth. The pitch bounces before the plate, blocked by Suero with the chest. And it's full now, three balls and two strikes. Renegades adding a run in the seventh. Brooklyn both their tallies in the sixth and seventh. But been unable to cash in with the big base hit today with men on base. They've left eight on and are just 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. Quite the contrast to what we have seen over the first four games of this season. Right-hander continuing to throw for Brooklyn out in right. Nunez about to throw his 38th pitch. The righty fires. That one misses high for ball four. So Nunez allows his second walk of the inning. And the Renegades now with two on and two out for Jose Colmenares. And with Nunez's pitch count just shy of 40, Gilbert Gomez comes out of the first base dugout. And he'll make a call to the bullpen. Two on, two out. Hudson Valley a five-run lead here in the ninth. It's the Renegades 7 and the Cyclones 2. New arm coming in with two on. We'll get you the info when we come back on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, yo, lady. Oh. I may be all beef, but I don't want no beef.
Of course not.
Yeah, well, your beans are touching my bun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all right. Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Is that a New York accent?
Actually, it's Kansas.
Oh.
No, of course it's New York.
Oh.
You ever been?
Yeah, I went to Times Square.
Yeah, I used to sell fake handbags in Times Square.
Okay, I'm talking to a hot dog.
Nathan's Famous, made with 100% beef for a real bite of New York.
The Maimonides Park Beach Club offers some of the best seats in the house. Located right behind home plate, you'll be able to enjoy the game with an awesome view while seated at our half-moon style tables and high-top chairs. Seats come in groups of two or four, and you'll also have your own dedicated food and drink server so that you don't have to worry about missing any of the game waiting on the lines. So come check it out, the Beach Club at Maimonides Park. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
New arm in the game for Brooklyn. Dakota Hawkins, the right-hander, on in the ninth. Two on and two outs. Anthony Nunez. The strikeouts were very much there. In fact, every out he's recorded this season has been via the punch-out. Only issue was that there were some walks there in the ninth, too. So that pitch count a little elevated. In fact, both men on first and second were walked by Nunez. So Gilbert Gomez opting to protect that arm and instead go to Dakota Hawkins to try to get this final out here in the top of the ninth before Brooklyn up for last licks in the home half, Justin.
So Hawkins on to try and get the final out here in the ninth inning. Nunez day done, still responsible for the two men on base. Still all outs he has, all eight outs he's recorded this season have been strikeouts. Struggled a bit with his command here in the ninth inning. So now it is Colmenares, who has been on base each of his last three trips, a single, a hit by pitch, and a walk. Struck out in his first at-bat earlier today. Morales, the runner at second. Martinez, the man at first. Second baseman Smith holding on the runner. Hawkins looks at second, the pitch, and bounces a breaking ball. It's 1-0. Hawkins gave up three runs on opening day. That in his second inning of relief. Worked a 7-pitch, 1-2-3-6th on opening day. Then gave up the long ball in the seventh inning. Three runs on three hits in two innings. No walks and three Ks so far this year. The 1-0. And Colmenares takes inside. Two balls and no strikes. Hawkins last year a 4.3 ERA in 27 outings. Nine starts with Brooklyn. Undrafted free agent signee out of Washington State. Also had a cup of coffee. Double A Binghamton as well. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. Colmenares' eyes lit up with a high bender. But over-anxious there, it's two balls and a strike. Look back at second, the righty fires. And the 2-1, a fastball over at 90. And it's even 2-2. Hawkins got into a whole slew of Major League spring training games this year, held his own. Not trying to get out of trouble here. The pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him on the changeup down. So Hawkins comes on, gets the strikeout to strand a pair. And end the ninth. No runs, no hits. Two men left at the end of 8.5. Cyclones need 5 to tie, 6 to walk it off. Trying to avoid their first loss of the season. Renegades 7, Cyclones 2 on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wands at the ready. The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to host Harry Potter Night on Saturday, August 30th at Maimonides Park. Fans will have a chance to show off their Hogwarts House pride with limited edition caps. First 2,500 fans in the building will receive either a Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin cap chosen at random. You can also maximize your experience through our special Cyclones Harry Potter jersey package for $35. Get your tickets now for this magical night at the ballpark at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hey! Matt Keating back to the mound for Hudson Valley as we headed to the bottom of the ninth inning. 8-9 and 1 due up for Brooklyn. Need 5 to tie, 6 to walk off the Renegades and complete the comeback. Just a few minutes shy of the top of the 3 o'clock hour in the east on what has been a sunny Wednesday afternoon. Not a cloud spotted throughout the course of this ball game here today. Well, still a tad bit chilly here in Brooklyn this time of year. Troy Schreffler Jr., Jeffrey De Los Santos, Boston Barrow, 3 scheduled to bat in the inning. Well, the Mets are no longer being no-hit, but they do trail 2-0 going into the seventh. Francisco Lindor breaking up the no-hit bid in the sixth. Schreffler 1-for-3 today. First pitch he sees from Matt Keating, taken high. And the count 1-0. Schreffler, former college teammate of Nick LaRusso's over at Maryland. LaRusso now up at AA Binghamton. Keating sets and deals. And Schreffler fouls it back towards us, but on the roof. And the count even, 1-1. Keating, last year, 40 appearances in the Hudson Valley bullpen. 83 strikeouts in 69 innings. The 1-1. Schreffler takes down and in. 2-1. Started his college career as a two-way player at Southeast Community College in Lincoln, Nebraska. Before committing to pitching full-time, the 2-1 upstairs, 3-3. Keating was a really, really good position player during his time in community college ball. Hit .404 and hit a school record 19 home runs. Also stole 27 bags as Schreffler takes a strike at the knees. Thought he had ball four, has to turn around and head back. And it's full 3-2. Keating, a college teammate at USC with DeAndre Smith, former Cyclone Ryland Thomas. At the letters is Keating. The payoff pitch. Fastball on the outside corner, strike 3 called. Frozen with 92. And Schreffler Jr. down looking for the first out here in the ninth inning. So Keating picks up his second strikeout, both looking. One out for Jeffrey De Los Santos, who has struck out twice and walked. Keating also a power lifter during his time in high school. Was actually going to leave USC before being drafted and signing with the Yankees. Was committed to transfer to North Carolina. But signed that pro contract with the Yankees. 0-1 the count on De Los Santos. Lefty batter with an open stance. Keating deals. And Jeffrey off the hands of foul ball first base side. It's 0-2. Reminder, folks, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game scores from out of town. And a look ahead to game three in this six-game set tomorrow evening. All that after the final out right here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Renegades a 7-2 lead here in the ninth. Keating. Ready now comes home. Breaking ball low. Looked like the curveball that time from Keating. And it's one ball and two strikes. Brooklyn in the blue and orange alternates today. Hudson Valley in the road grays. Keating comes set. His right toes pointed off towards the third baseman. The pitch. Curveball misses in. De Los Santos bends out of the way. Two balls and two strikes. Infield shifted for Jeffrey to pull to the right side. Keating's pitch. Outside off the glove of Gomez, or actually rather Thomas Frick, who has come on for Gomez. And it's full, three balls and two strikes. Boston Barrow waiting on deck. If anyone reaches, Jacob Reimer would follow. The payoff pitch. High ball four. De Los Santos able to maneuver a walk. And Brooklyn has a one-out base runner here in the ninth. So Jeffrey on base for the second time today, and now it's Boston Barrow who has brought home both of Brooklyn's runs, a solo shot to right in the sixth and an RBI single to right in the seventh. Barrow 2-for-4 in this game. Former UCLA commit for signing with the Mets as a seventh-round pick. The pitch to Barrow is taken downstairs. And it's 1-0. Hudson Valley does have their bullpen back up and moving again. Keating nearing 30 pitches on the day. Right-hander up and warming. Shortstop Lombard shaded almost directly up the middle. The 1-0. And Barrow takes a fastball low. It's two balls and no strikes. Two-0 to Barrow, and way out in front of the changeup. Pulled his head out that go-around. It's two balls and one strike. Action in the Hudson Valley bullpen, as we mentioned. Right-hander Chris Keene, no relation to Sebastian Keene. Getting ready down the line. 2-1. And Barrow takes a strike on the outside corner of the cut fastball. And the count evens 2-2. It's also interesting these days. A lot of cutters are also technically sliders these days. A lot of short, harder sliders can sort of resemble a cut fastball. 2-2. And Barrow, a foul tip into the glove of Frick, but he couldn't hang on. And so Boston stays alive with two balls and two strikes. Nearing the top of the 3 o'clock hour, Hudson Valley, 7 runs on 10 hits, no errors, they have left 7. Brooklyn, 2 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors, they have stranded 8. Barrow bouncing back and forth in the lefty batter's box as Keating gets the sign. 2-2. Barrow rips this one down the right field line. Will it stay fair? No, it'll hook foul off the warning track. And it remains 2-2.
Second time today we've seen Barrow hit a missile just a little bit foul down the right field line, and that doesn't even include the time he left the ballpark.
Barrow's done a good job pulling the ball so far this afternoon. Another one down the line could score Jeffrey from first base. 2-2 from Keating. Barrow, a bouncing ball wide of first. And it remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. Will be Noah Hall against Josh Gross tomorrow. Friday, Joel Diaz will make his first start of the season, pitched in relief on Saturday. He'll go against the Renegades opening day starter, Kyle Carr. 2-2 pitch. Upstairs, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Saturday, it'll be Zach Thornton for the Cyclones, the left-hander. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz will go for the Renegades at 2 o'clock on Saturday. And then a starter to be announced for Brooklyn against Bryce Cunningham on Sunday. The pitch, high ball 4. And Barrow on base for the second, or rather third straight time. And the Cyclones have 2 on with 1 out. Back-to-back walks allowed by Keating.
Well, these Brooklyn batters, although a frustrating day, only the 2 runs, continuing to draw their walks. Second in the league entering play today with 25. And particularly over the course of the latter innings, these Renegades' arms have just struggled a little bit from a control standpoint. And Brooklyn taking their free passes.
So Jacob Reimer will be the batter with 2 on and 1 out. The pitching coach, Kokoris, out to have a conversation with the righty. Top of the 3 o'clock hour now here in Brooklyn alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. Cyclones looking for a magical ninth inning rally to avoid losing their first game of the season, starting 4-0 for the first time since at least 2005. Trying to find a way to keep this game alive. 2 on, 1 out. First pitch to Reimer. Is a fastball in for a strike, 0-1. Reimer trying to extend his hitting streak. He's 0-4 tonight. A couple of strikeouts, and a couple of ground balls. One to the pitcher, one to first. Keating sets with that cross step towards third. The 0-1, and Reimer watches a dirt ball. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Wind right now in center in the American flag, blowing from right to left ever so slightly. Could aid a fly ball in that direction. 1-1. Reimer rips one in the air. Deep left center field. Back into his left on the run. Making the catch over the shoulder is Morales for the second out. Well, the wind blowing out in that direction, but not forcefully enough to carry it over the head of the outfielder. Morales able to make the running grab, and the Cyclones down to their final out. Just missed getting all of that baseball. And with 1 out to go here in the ninth inning, just like in the top of the ninth inning, James Cooper out of the third base dugout to make a pitching change. And so it'll be Chris Keene to come on and face Eli Serrano the third to try and record the final out this afternoon. 2 on, 2 out, Brooklyn leading, or rather Brooklyn trailing 7-2 against Hudson Valley. We'll get you the info on Keene when we come back on Valley Sports Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here. Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Every Tuesday at Maimonides Park is a BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one. Each Tuesday on Coney Island, for every one ticket you purchase, you can get another completely free. Offer is valid up to 14 tickets overall. On our website, on the ticket menu, select an even number of tickets and be sure to click where it says Cyclones Buy One. Then, for the second even number ticket, you'll click Cyclones Get One Free on the drop-down. For tickets and more info, be sure to visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Renegades make a call to the bullpen. One out left to get. Cyclones are down to their final out. It is Chris Keene, the right-hander, on trying to do just that. No relation to Sebastian Keene, who did pitch earlier in this ballgame. That's Keane, K-E-A-N, as opposed to Sebastian, who did have an E at the end of it. So I'm just covering our bases there, Justin, as the Cyclones down to their final out.
It'd be like if I ever called a game with Chris Rock. I've got the extra E at the end of my name. Is the first pitch to Eli Serrano, the third, up and away. And the count, one ball and no strike. Serrano, 2-for-4 today. Couple of base hits. Couple of stolen bags. He's also thrown out a pair of runners at the plate. Done a little bit of everything. 1-0 from Keene. And Serrano takes high. 2-0. Unofficial line for Matt Keating. Still responsible for the two men on base. Two innings, no runs, one hit, two walks, two strikeouts. 38 pitches, 20 strikes. The 2-0. And Serrano takes a backdoor bender for a strike on the outer half. It's 2-1. If Serrano can get on, Chris Suero would be next. Nick Roselli in the hole right now represents the tying run. Roddy deals. And a fastball on the outside corner. Now the Cyclones down to their final strike. Keene threw a scoreless inning in his season debut with Hudson Valley. Struck out one, allowed one hit. Two on, two out. The two-strike pitch. Got him swinging on a high fastball, and the ball game is over. For the first time this season, the Cyclones unable to secure a victory. Your final score this afternoon, the Hudson Valley Renegades 7 and the Brooklyn Cyclones 2. Well, the race to 132-0 is over. The race to 131-1 still alive. We'll take a break. When we come back, the unhappy recap for the first time this season. Renegades able to snap Brooklyn's four-game winning streak to start the year. They take it 7-2 on this Wednesday afternoon. We'll put a bow on today's ballgame when we return on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Times change. Families grow. And plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way. By being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Experience a celebration of the game that only Cooperstown can host this Memorial Day weekend. The National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum will debut Getting the Nod, a new exhibit paying tribute to the beloved bobblehead doll. Memorial Day weekend will also feature the new Hall of Fame film series and the return of the popular Night at the Museum meet and greet event. For more information, please visit baseballhall.org/Memorial Day. We'll see you in Cooperstown.
Introducing Traveler Whiskey from Buffalo Trace Distillery. Traveler's been tasted, selected, and perfected to be everything it should be. A premium whiskey that speaks for itself. Traveler's made to be enjoyed exactly how you like it. Neat, on the rocks, or in your favorite cocktail. Traveler Whiskey. Easy to drink, hard not to love.
Hi, this is Zach Thornton. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, Zach Thornton will get a chance to pitch the Cyclones to victory later on this week, but wasn't meant to be on this Wednesday afternoon. The Cyclones' four-game winning streak to start the season is over. Hudson Valley gets the victory 7-2 with the win. The Renegades now 3-2. Brooklyn now 4-1 with the loss here today. As we take you through the game that was alongside Johnny Gademowitz, I'm Justin Rock, and it was an exciting start to this ball game. A great pitcher's duel. Ben Hess for Hudson Valley, Jonathan Santucci for the Cyclones, both the top drafted pitcher by their respective organizations a year ago. Hess in the first round by the Yankees, Santucci in the second by the Mets. Both making their pro debuts here today after getting a taste of pro ball in the spring breakout game back in March. And straight out of the gate, we had excitement on the base paths. Jay Savina reached on a fielding error to start the ball game, and then George Lombard Jr. struck out swinging for Santucci's first career strikeout. After a ground out to second allowed Avina to advance to second base, that brought up Omar Martinez for what was our defensive play of the game. Drive center field coming on. Serrano will have to play it on a hop. Here comes Avina to the plate. Throw home by Serrano. It's up the line. Diving tag by Suero, and he got him! Avina slams his helmet at home plate, and he's just been ejected from the ball game by the home plate umpire, Gustavo Garza. That's how this game started. Eli Serrano throwing out Jay Savina trying to score on a base hit at the plate. Avina ejected after arguing the call and slamming his helmet off the dirt and shouting at the home plate umpire. Kobe Morales came on for him in the bottom of the first inning, but Ben Hess had a 1-2-3 first inning, and you thought we were in store for a pitcher's duel throughout. Remained a scoreless ball game all the way until the third inning. Hudson Valley able to rally. Brenny Ascanio led off the inning with a double. After a strikeout, Kobe Morales lined out to left, and that brought up the Renegades top prospect George Lombard Jr. with a chance to give Hudson Valley the early lead.
Second scoreless tie with two away. Santucci deals. Lombard Jr. Here comes a 3-2. Swinging a chopper towards third. Collected there by Roselli. Fires across the diamond. Dropped by Suero at first. It was a low throw. Suero couldn't pick it. Or beg your pardon, a Starling Mercado at first base today could not pick it. So Hudson Valley is on the board. They take a 1-0 lead.
Yes, so unable to make the play across the diamond. Lombard Jr. probably beats out that throw to first base anyway. So an infield knock from Lombard Jr. gave Hudson Valley a 1-0 lead. Remained that way all the way until the top of the fifth. Jonathan Santucci thought might get removed after four innings. Ben Simon was warming up in the Brooklyn bullpen. But Santucci came out for the start of the fifth inning, jumped ahead of Brenny Ascanio 0-2. But after Ascanio ran the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes, it was the first of 2 crucial home runs in the game for the visitor. He's 2-2. And this is a high fly ball to left. Back at the track goes Schreffler, looking up at the fence, and it's off the video board and gone. Brenny Ascanio, a couple of extra base hits this afternoon, a double in the third, and a solo shot here in the fifth. He scored both of Hudson Valley's runs. His first home run of the season makes it 2-0 Renegades in the fifth. So a solo shot from Ascanio made it a 2-0 Hudson Valley lead. Brooklyn would have some opportunities in the middle innings, could not cash in, and really the game turned completely in the sixth. Ben Simon came on, finished off the fifth inning after the home run, but struggled in the sixth, gave up a single to Jackson Castillo. Then Omar Martinez doubled into the left center field gap, and after Jose Colmenares was hit by a pitch, the Renegades had the bases loaded and nobody out. Josh Moylan, though, grounded into a 3-2 fielder's choice, and you thought the Cyclones may be on the verge of getting out of some drama. Bases were loaded, one out, a ground ball could get Brooklyn out of the inning. But unfortunately for the Cyclones, that was not about to happen. Bases loaded, one out, 2-0 Hudson Valley in the sixth, the 1-1. And Gomez, a high fly ball, deep left field, and Schreffler is going to turn into a spectator. Antonio Gomez, an emphatic grand slam deep into the Brooklyn skyline. And Brooklyn has watched this lead balloon. It's now 6-0 Hudson Valley in the sixth. And you can hear Joe Vasile, or maybe it was Jordy Fee Platt's call in the background of that home run from Antonio Gomez. And good to know that it wasn't just me that could hear it in the background as I was making that call earlier today, as it gave Hudson Valley a 6-0 lead. Brooklyn trying to chip away, leading off in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Boston Barrow provided really one of the biggest swings of the day for the Cyclones. Everything else will start at 6:30 or later tonight. The 0-1 from Keene. And Barrow, a high fly ball to right, chasing Hall back to the warning track at the wall, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out of here. Boston Barrow with his first Cyclones home run, and it goes all the way out to right field. Boston Barrow breaks up the shutout, and the Cyclones are on the board at 6-1.
Another home run to right field here at Maimonides Park this week alone. We saw Eli Serrano do it a couple of days ago, and now Boston Barrow.
So that made it a 6-1 ball game in favor of Hudson Valley. The Renegades would get that run back in the top of the seventh on a bases-loaded walk to Jose Colmenares. Boston Barrow would get that run back in the bottom half of the inning, a bases-loaded RBI single to center. Brooklyn would have the tying run in the on-deck circle, but Jacob Reimer struck out looking. Matt Keating came on, struck out Eli Serrano looking. And that was really the last gasp for Brooklyn to get back in this ballgame as the Renegades win it 7-2. Winning pitcher today, Sebastian Keene. He improves to 1-0. An inning in the third, one run, two hits, no walks. He struck out two. Did give up the home run ball to Barrow. Losing pitcher in his pro debut, Jonathan Santucci. He's 0-1. A tough outing for him. Really a tough result for him considering he pitched so well. Four-plus innings, two runs, six hits, no walks, five strikeouts. Did give up the home run ball to Ascanio. Final line score in this game, Hudson Valley, 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors, they left 7. Brooklyn, 2 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors, they left 10. 1 for 14 today with runners in scoring position. That's the difference in this contest. Final time of the game, 3 hours and 4 minutes in front of a crowd of 980 here on Coney Island. With your look at the out-of-town scoreboard before we say goodbye on this Wednesday afternoon. Johnny, take it away.
Okay, thank you very much, Justin. Yeah, this is the only day game in the South Atlantic League today. So as we scan across the action of what is to come tonight, we'll give you a look of what is on tap. You've got Greensboro visiting Winston-Salem, a 6:30 first pitch down in North Carolina there. In the North Division, Aberdeen and Jersey Shore going toe-to-toe down in Lakewood, and the Ironbirds will try to improve on their 1-3 start. Jersey Shore on the flip side, they are 500 through four games in at 2-2. Greenville visits Asheville at 6:35 first pitch there. Hub City and Wilmington for a 6:35 first pitch. Blue Rocks, by the way, still winless, 0-4 through their first four games. Of course, the Cyclones swept the weekend set with them over the weekend, and then Hub City took the opener last night down in Delaware. Outside of that, you've got Rome paying a visit to Bowling Green, a 7:35 pitch there. Hot Rods are off to a hot start to their year. They are 3-1 through their first four. Emperors, on the flip side, are 1-3. So there are no longer any undefeated teams left in the South Atlantic League. Brooklyn was the last one. Only team that woke up this morning still without a loss. But unfortunately, Hudson Valley handles that and hands Brooklyn its first loss of the year. As far as the Mets affiliate scoreboard for you, Mets right now have been silenced so far offensively. They're in the bottom of the eighth. Only two base hits for New York. Marlins lead it 2-0. 7-8-9 due up for the Mets in the bottom of the eighth, but the Marlins pen just six outs left to go get. And then as far as the minor league affiliates are concerned on this Wednesday, you've got a doubleheader in Binghamton after they were postponed yesterday, not due to rain, just due to those frigid temperatures and winds that were really impacting so much of the Northeast. Same could be said for upstate New York, as Binghamton postponing their home opener from yesterday into a doubleheader today. And right now it is 2-0 Hartford. The Yard Goats put up two. They just started there. They're only in the bottom of the first, but the Yard Goats scoring two runs in the top of the first. And now the Rumble Ponies up to bat for the first time today. They will then play a game number two shortly thereafter. Outside of that, Syracuse visiting Lehigh Valley tonight at 6:45, the first pitch in Pennsylvania, and then down in Lakeland, Florida, you've got St. Lucie going toe-to-toe with the Flying Tigers, a 6:30 first pitch there. That'll do it for your look of the out-of-town scoreboard. Until tomorrow.
Thank you, Johnny, especially with the early day in Major League Baseball. A lot of matinees going on right now across the major leagues as the Cyclones unable to continue their perfect start to the season. But, well, good things must come to an end, and the Cyclones will try and start a new winning streak tomorrow evening, 6:25 with the pregame show, 6:40. The first pitch here from Coney Island. Noah Hall, the Cyclones' opening day starter, fresh off his first professional victory, will make the start, 1-0, a 1.8 ERA. Josh Gross, who finished last season in the Renegades' rotation, will get the ball for Hudson Valley again, 6:25. The pregame, 6:40, the first pitch right here on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. That'll do it for us here on this Wednesday. Again, your final score, the Hudson Valley Renegades 7 and the Brooklyn Cyclones 2. For our ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, as well as Diamond Baseball Holdings, our Vice President Stephen Cohen, General Manager Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, our entire cast of characters behind the scenes, thanks to everyone on the video side, Ricky Viola, Jamal Clark, Chris Rogers for all their help today, and as always for my partner Johnny Gadamowitz, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Coney Island. Again, your final score, the Cyclones' four-game winning streak to start the season is over. Hudson Valley takes it 7-2. Hope to have you with us again tomorrow night for Game 3 of this six-game series. But until then, stay warm and enjoy the rest of your Wednesday afternoon and evening, everybody. So long from Brooklyn.
Thank you for tuning into this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.